For a limited time, for every two windows you buy, you get one absolutely free. Call right now at 303-233-0833. Hey, Colorado, this is Ed Schultz, and you're listening to AM 760 Progressive Talk, KKZN, Thornton, Denver, Boulder.
Al-Qaeda urges an uprising in Afghanistan while Americans die there.
Four U.S. soldiers were killed.
And in Iraq.
Four Marines killed in the troubled Anbar province.
President Bush in Budapest. Good morning, I'm Nick Young with the CBS World News Roundup. A bloody day for U.S. forces fighting on two fronts. In Afghanistan, the military says four soldiers were killed and another wounded during a firefight with Taliban militants. The deaths follow the latest from Al-Qaeda's number two, a new videotape in which Ayman al-Zawahiri exhorts Afghans to rise up against the U.S.-led coalition in Afghanistan. CBS News Afghanistan expert Jerry Van Dyke.
He realizes that he has an opportunity in his mind to rally not just the Taliban, but all Afghans against the Americans.
And in Iraq, four Marines and a U.S. soldier have been killed in fighting west and south of Baghdad. Cold-blooded murder, that's the most serious of the allegations against seven Marines and a Navy corpsman in the shooting death of an Iraqi man in April.
The allegations are serious.
Kidnapping, murder, and conspiracy.
That's Marine Colonel Stuart Navarre. John Jutka, the parent of one of the Marines, knows his son's life could be on the line.
It is indeed a life and death matter for my son, much like the combat that he faced.
The seven Marines and one Navy corpsman are accused of dragging an Iraqi civilian from his home, then killing him. They are also accused of trying to cover up the incident by placing an AK-47 in the dead man's arms to suggest that he might be an insurgent. Steve Futterman, CBS News, Los Angeles.
President Bush is continuing his European road trip in Budapest, where he's marking the 50th anniversary of the Hungarian Revolution. CBS News correspondent Peter Mayer is traveling with the president.
Echoes of the 1956 Hungarian freedom fight are heard in the urgent shortwave SOS to the outside world as Soviet troops moved in to crush the revolt. Thousands of Hungarians died, hundreds of others were executed or imprisoned as the U.S. and the rest of the world ignored the crisis. Here's how President Bush remembers it now.
A revolution that celebrated the notion that all men and women should be free.
On this ceremonial visit, the president is reviewing the now allied Hungarian troops and delivering a speech celebrating Hungarian democracy. Peter Mayer, CBS News, with the president in Budapest.
Well, opponents call it a death tax, but as CBS News correspondent Bob Fuss reports from Capitol Hill, it won't die.
After years of insisting that there can be no compromise on a tax President Bush wants permanently repealed, House Republicans today will vote on lowering the estate tax instead, in the hope they can get something into law before the election. You have to inherit several million dollars to pay the tax now, and under this bill could inherit up to $5 million a person tax-free. A total repeal has been repeatedly blocked in the Senate.
AT&T launches a new privacy policy tomorrow, but the company denies it's a reaction to criticism. It allegedly shared customer information with the government. Live to CBS's Jim Chenevy.
Nick, AT&T says it's just moving to protect its business interests. It's changing its privacy policy, effective tomorrow, to make it clear that the company will release its customers' account records, quote, in response to subpoenas, court orders, or other legal process, or to defend itself against legal claims. AT&T officials say there has been no change in the company's policy of not sharing customer info with advertisers for marketing purposes.
Well, the people behind the hugely popular MySpace.com will join others at a Washington conference that puts the focus on the potential perils of online social networking.
Today's conference, part of a backlash against websites where kids are posting photos and personal information about themselves. MySpace.com has a new director of safety who will speak here today, as will CBS News technology consultant Larry Maggott.
MySpace, though it has some great features and services, like anything else, has its dangers.
Maggott just launched a website, blogsafety.com, largely for parents. Another new one, ikeepsafe.com. Dan Revive, CBS News, Washington.
It's 4 minutes past the hour.
This hour brought to you by John Lang Homes. Visit johnlanghomes.com.
Tim Lewis with an AM 760 local news update.
The fire situation in Colorado is making its way to President Bush. Senator Wayne Allard sent the president a letter yesterday warning him of a perfect firestorm brewing in the state. With drought, trees killed by beetles, and a hazardous fuel buildup, Allard is simply asking that the federal resources be prepared for a worst-case scenario. Now, Governor Owens has declared a fire ban throughout the state. That means no open burning and absolutely no fireworks. He urged local officials to do the same for land in their jurisdiction.
Today, cities and counties have more power than ever before to make those decisions on their own. That's the way we like to do it in Colorado, like make locally elected officials make those decisions on their own.
The governor toured the Monte Vega fire yesterday. Drivers who use I-70 to move across parts of Colorado will start getting more information about how long it takes to get from place to place. Testing on several new signs is already underway, and the system will soon go live if there are no problems. Signs will change from Copper Mountain to Golden. That's your AM 760 Progressive Talk News Update. I'm Tim Lewis. Now here's Amelia Earhart with AM 760 Progressive Traffic.
Good morning, Tim. We're off to a good start this morning. No major crashes across the highway drive. We did have some deer crossing the highway right around Bellevue along I-25 this morning. Looks like they're pretty much out of the way, and our speeds are back to normal. Southbound 25 is beginning to jam up on the north end as you make your way out of Thornton and North Glen. Southbound 25 right between 84th and the Turnpike. Fortunately, though, that is still pretty light this morning. But outside of that, 270, 225, as well as C-470 are all in great shape. Now, today's forecast, it's going to be a lot cooler than yesterday. We will only see...
Thousands of people are online listening to this station and others with their computers right now. Find out how to get your message in front of this audience for as little as $2 a commercial. Call 303-713-8318. 303-713-8318.
Okay, for all you people who wear glasses, open your eyes. Your glasses aren't doing jack to improve your natural eyesight. Not one thing. Oh, don't get me wrong. You may be able to see better when you put them on, but glasses are nothing more than a crutch. A momentary patch job on a problem that may actually be improved by you. And I'm not talking about LASIK or some other surgery with people poking around your eyeballs. No, I'm talking about a simple system from Vision Improvement Technology that you can do on your own that just may strengthen your natural eyesight and help you start seeing more clearly. The award-winning doctors who created it believe it can totally eliminate or reduce your dependence on glasses or contacts once and for all. This is for real. It's a real system created by real doctors. But don't take our word for it. Let us send you a free video to see this program firsthand for yourself. A free video just for calling. Call 1-800-774-1451. That's 1-800-774-1451. 1-800-774-1451.
Sir, what would you do without glass?
Well, I'd be picking a lot more bugs out of my teeth.
And you, ma'am?
I'd be able to walk around naked all day. Woo!
What do you like most about glass?
I like how, you can see through it.
And you?
I like how it holds beer.
But, as everyone knows, glass breaks. And when it does, call Shock Glass at 720-266-4914. They're the insurance specialist and will handle all the paperwork for you. Home, auto, or commercial, when glass breaks, think Shock Glass at 720-266-4914.
As a business owner, you know you have a good product or service, and you know if more people knew about it, your business would grow. CustomersAreListening.com makes radio advertising available to anyone who wants to tell more people about their business. We believe you shouldn't have to spend hundreds of thousands of dollars to advertise on the radio. That's why we've made advertising on the radio affordable and easy by giving you the chance to shop for radio in a no-pressure environment where you can decide how much you want to spend and where you want to spend it. We keep your costs low by offering a smaller number of commercials and letting you pick the customers that you want to reach. All you do is visit CustomersAreListening.com and pick from 8 radio stations that you think your customers are listening to. If you're ready to take your business to the next level, visit CustomersAreListening.com. That's CustomersAreListening.com.
Imagine 165,000 people hearing your message for just a buck a spot with no long-term contracts. Now picture an expert writing a commercial for you and professionally producing it at no extra charge. What you're picturing is your business associated with some of the biggest radio stations in Denver. Do you think this is out of your league? Think again. Online advertising is the wave of the future. Are you ready to ride it? Call us now at 303-713-8677. That's 303-713-8677.
So, you're listening to the radio on your computer. So are thousands of other people. Getting your message to all of these people is easy and affordable. Radio advertising is effective. Online radio advertising is effective and inexpensive. Grab a pen and write down this number. Call us for a no-pressure conversation. If we can make you money, we will. Call Sean now at 303-713-8318. That's 303-713-8318. 8318.
Hey, how's the wedding planning going?
I'm excited, but the planning is really stressing me out. Between the caterer, florist, and my mother-in-law, I'm completely overwhelmed. And what about the music at the reception?
Whoa! Just breathe, girl. Music is the easiest part. When I got married, I called Tim Nichol Productions, and they did so much to help me out. They know weddings are expensive, and they worked within my budget.
Really?
Oh, yeah. Tim Nichol Productions met with me in person to pick out the music I wanted to hear for my special day. They even worked with my reception location to set up all the details, and they even had karaoke. It was the easiest part of my wedding. You should call Team Nichol Productions now.
What's the number?
720-266-4918.
Call Team Nichol Productions at 720-266-4918 or click on the image in your media player. Let Team Nichol Productions provide the music for your exclusive gathering. Team Nichol Productions, 720-266-4918.
Quality, value, design, innovation, customer satisfaction, strength. At Engel Homes, it's simply better. At Engel Homes, they understand that purchasing a home is one of the biggest decisions you'll ever make. That's why they make it their mission to make this experience the best it can be. From condominiums to townhomes to gorgeous single-family homes, Engel Homes has something perfect for you. Consider McKay Landing, Broomfield's community of choice. Nestled between McKay Lake and a golf course, McKay Landing offers a 16-acre central park area, including a rec center with a swimming pool, playing fields, tot lot and city park, daycare center, and elementary school. With townhome-style living from the upper 100s, single-family homes from the low 300s, and estate homes from the mid-400s, McKay Landing has something for everyone. Visit one of McKay Landing's 10 decorated models today. Would you like to find out more about Engel Homes? Pull up the media player and click on the banner, or visit EngelHomesColorado.com to find out more about McKay Landing. That's E-N-G-L-E HomesColorado.com.
Well, you know what? That's a good thing. I mean, we're trying to get people to change their mind. All right, there's an article today in the New York Times. We have had a tremendously, we just had a bloody time, both in Afghanistan and Iraq here in the last 24 to 48 hours with American soldiers losing their lives. And there's an article in the New York Times by Adam Negroni, who is not exactly, I don't think he's exactly the most unbiased writer in the world. But it says, rallied by Bush, skittish GOP now embraces war as issue. Just a few weeks ago, some Republicans were openly fretting about the war in Iraq and its effect on their reelection prospects, with particularly vulnerable lawmakers worried that its growing unpopularity was becoming a drag on their campaigns. But there was little sign of such nervousness on Wednesday as Republican after Republican took to the Senate floor to offer a huge embrace of the Iraq War and to portray Democrats as advocates of an overly hasty withdrawal that would have consequences for the security of the United States. Like counterparts in the House last week, they accused Democrats of espousing retreat and defeatism. The emerging Republican approach reflects, at least for now, the success of the White House effort to bring a skittish party behind Mr. Bush on a war after months of political ambivalence in some vocal quarters. As President Bush offered another defense of his Iraq policy during his visit to Vienna on Wednesday, Republicans acknowledged that it was a strategy of necessity, an effort to turn some party leaders, turn what some party leaders had feared could become the party's greatest liability to its greatest advantage in the midterm elections. All right, here it is. All right, answer this question. Do you think that the GOP will be successful in turning the war in Iraq to its advantage, or will it remain at its disadvantage no matter what they try?
I think it's always going to be a disadvantage. I think things are just spiraling down so quickly. I think the American patience for this war is at its end, and unless some significant victories are on the horizon for the Bush administration, which I can't foresee, I think it's over for them.
No way. So in other words, in November, no way that that they can take this and that they can use they can make the cut and run and the defeatism label stick and that they can make electoral gains through having a bullish attitude towards Iraq and a support for the president's plan, which is basically, as we've talked about the last couple of days, a non-plan.
I don't think so. I think it's almost dried up. What do you think? They're good at using the cut and run. They're good at using the polarizing language, though.
They're good at using the polarizing language. They're good at using the cut and run language. And the fact that the Democrats are not united, which we witnessed yesterday with the two withdrawal plans, Kerry wanting to set a timetable, and other members of the Democratic Party not wanting a timetable but not wanting an open-ended commitment, I think makes it rougher. I've said here on this show many times that Democrats need to get united behind one plan. And the idea that they're not united behind one plan troubles me. And we've seen Karl Rove do this, take your greatest weakness and turn it into your greatest strength. And I'm wondering if he can pull this off at the congressional elections again.
I really hope not. I mean, I certainly hope that we can get behind a timetable. At least the Democrats can work towards agreeing on a timetable. It seems like that's what we need to be talking about. Like you said, is a plan, which the administration lacks. And I think that's a really positive discussion to have. You know, if all our debate just revolved around having a plan to succeed in Iraq, both to succeed and to get our soldiers home, you know, that's the most useful thing that we can be talking about as far as this issue goes.
All right, but are the Republicans going to be able to pull it off? 303-713-7600. I got four lines open here. We've got four lines open. And what do you think? Do you think the Republicans will be able to pull this off? And does this offensive by the Republicans, both in the Senate and the House of Representatives, does it make any of you nervous out there? Or do you think that it's still, Iraq is still going to be the Republican Party's greatest liability, and that no matter how much spin they put on this, they won't be able to turn it around?
They're definitely taking advantage of the fact that the Democrats can't come out unified.
That's right. Well, they're picking on us for not being unified.
They're good at it, too.
Yeah, they are good at it. Well, I mean, that's the reason I asked the question during this hour of no power here this morning, because they're good at framing that language, and they're good at using it against us. 6:16, 16 minutes after 6, two lines open at 303-713-7600. Will the Republicans pull it off? Oh, my God, another term of Tom Tancredo and Marilyn Manson Musgrave. I just couldn't even stand it. Big Head Todd and J. Marvin here on AM 760 Progressive Talk.
Is your computer running slow? Are pop-up ads making your life miserable? Don't let your computer drive you crazy. This is John Hogan with PC Answers. Starting at less than $100, PC Answers will come to your home or office and get your computer running like new.
Call PC Answers today at 303-548-1414 or visit them at pc-answers.com. That's pc-answers.com. 303-548-1414. A proud member of Tom Martino's Troubleshooter Network at troubleshooter.com.
The 2006 Summer of Stars and Coors Light Live welcomes Brad Paisley Friday, June 23rd at Coors Amphitheater.
Got you in trouble in high school.
Country music superstar Brad Paisley shines with energy. His amazing prowess on guitar and up-tempo hits provide a perfect night under the stars. Brad Paisley with special guest Sarah Evans. An amazing voice and talent that will light up the stage. Rising star Eric Church joins the fun along with Flappin' Jacks and the Railbenders. It's a country music jamboree not to be missed. Brad Paisley, joined by Sarah Evans, Eric Church, and more.
Yeah, when I get where I'm going.
Tickets are on sale now at all Ticketmaster outlets. 303-830-TIXS or Ticketmaster.com.
Another tip.
Part of the Coors Light Live Concert Series, produced by House of Blues Concerts.
We're talking with Paul Dow from Timeshares Only. Paul, I hear you've just come out with this great new kit that you're giving away.
Yeah, it's called The Top 10 Secrets to Buying and Selling Timeshares, and it's just a phenomenal resource for anybody looking to sell their timeshare.
Well, tell us about it.
Well, first of all, it tells you what your timeshare is really worth.
Uh-huh.
And more importantly, how to sell it for top dollar. Well, there are thousands of people out there just waiting to buy your timeshare. But you sort of need to learn the secrets to getting the most cash for it.
And the kit is free.
Yes, but it's only a limited time offer, so you need to call our toll-free number now, and we'll rush it right up.
Well, sounds like a pretty sweet thing for really anybody who owns a timeshare.
It really is. It could make you thousands of dollars.
Well, okay, the top 10 secrets to buying and selling timeshares. Here's the phone number to call. It's 1-800-422-1482. Again, that's 1-800-422-1482. 1-800-422-1482.
They say that Volvo's focus on making the world's safest cars is making people too relaxed and carefree, causing worry lines to become a thing of the past. Volvo's invitation to visit your local retailer for the current model year-end sales event with attractive lease offers can only make things worse. Officials at Volvo remain unapologetic and say that making safe cars is what they do, and they're pleased that more people are able to afford a Volvo because of the sales event.
Right now, lease a new 2006 Volvo XC90 for $399 a month for 36 months. $3,443 due at signing. Taxes, title, and registration fees extra. Visit DenverVolvoDealers.com or call 877-24-VOLVO.
The truth all day, every day. This is Al Franken on AM 760, Progressive Talk.
Good morning, 620, 20 minutes after 6, high today, 78, partly sunny with some thunderstorms in there. J. Marvin, Big Head Todd. Ooh, you like this, Todd,
put
huh?
some zep in your step. You
yeah,
bet, man.
You like zep when
morning. I do, especially in the morning, yeah.
During the hour of no power, 620 in the morning, crank up the zep.
And now suddenly it's the hour of power.
When Zep's on. All right, can the Republicans make the war stick as an issue for them and win at the polls with it? They've now lined up behind the president, and let's go to the phones. We'll go to Tom in Littleton. Tom, you're on AM 760, Progressive Talk. Go ahead.
Good morning, Jay.
Hi, Tom.
Just wanted to comment that the reason I feel that we don't have more acts of terrorism in the United States is the fact that they know that they couldn't get by with it. Not like they can in Iraq, because the government doesn't have the support of the people over there, where we do here. If they started blowing up cars and people here in the United States, the American people themselves would stand up and bring it to an end. They would turn them in. Any sign of suspicion of terrorism would be taken care of before it could happen.
Yeah, I think you're right. You know, Mao used to write in his writings that revolutionaries must swim in the sea of fishes with the rest of the population. And I think that's very, very true. I think if most of us saw somebody trying to conduct an act of terrorism or even look like they were going to conduct an act of terrorism, I think we would definitely call the cops. There in Iraq, the polls show that the majority of the people there don't want us there. So therefore, you're right. They're not as quick to go along and to help us out. So do you think the Republicans can use this to win in November?
I surely do. You know, they've done it for the past 10 years at least, and I don't see any change in it because, you know, are you safer today than you was yesterday? Well, actually, as we was yesterday.
Yeah, but most people know when they're asked that in a poll, if America's safer, most of them answer no. The latest CNN Gallup poll, the answer was no.
Well, I don't know. I've been asked polls before, too, but the questions are so pointed that you really don't get to voice your opinion to it. It's either yes or no. And
well, I ask you, do you feel safer now than you did a year ago? And the answer was no, we do not feel safer. I mean, that was what the CNN Gallup poll question was, and that's what the answer was that came back, that most Americans do not feel safer.
Well, yeah, but did they go ahead and give them the backup question as to why do you not feel safer?
No, they don't ask you why. They just ask you how you feel.
That's what I'm saying. It's either a yes or no question. As when you ask
Wait a minute. So you're using that to defeat the methodology of the poll? You're using that to defeat the outcome of the poll, that they didn't ask a backup question? I mean, to me that sounds like you don't like the outcome of the poll, so you're figuring out some way to try to challenge it. But the CNN Gallup poll is not the only one. I mean, that's not the only poll. There's also been a CBS, a Washington Post news poll that showed the same thing.
But couldn't no mean there's no difference in the really the way you feel?
No, the question to ask was, do you feel safer now than you did a year ago or 5 years ago or whatever the question was, but it was like a year ago, I believe, and the answer was, no, we do not. That Americans as a whole do not, and also Americans as a whole, 56% in the last poll believe that the war in Iraq is a mistake.
And I do.
So do you think that the Republicans can use the war in Iraq to win in the midterm elections, as Karl Rove is going to try to do?
No, I don't. I think the American people are tired of it. They know that the acts of terrorism aren't happening in the United States. We've got our young soldiers over there dying every day.
Yeah.
You know, when you mentioned Mao, he also said that when you come to our country, you're not going to defeat us in our country because we'll stand up and we'll outlast you. And that's exactly what's happening over there. If they kill two or three American soldiers every day, then they're winning. Whether they actually win the war or not, they're winning because they're turning the tide of the American people against the war, same as they did in Vietnam. And once we start hollering to withdraw troops, then in essence they're winning.
Well, we've lost troops both in Iraq and Afghanistan in the last 24 to 48 hours.
And we're going to be losing more. They're stepping up activities in Afghanistan. We set up a government in Afghanistan, and everything was all cozy and good there for a month ago. You know, we're winning the war in Afghanistan. Well, last night he comes on and says, you know, stand up, defeat the fascists. And, you know, they're going to start blowing up more troops in Afghanistan. We've actually stepping up the war in Afghanistan as well as maintaining the one in Iraq.
All right, Tom. Thank you, man. Appreciate the call. And have a safe drive today, okay?
Thank you, sir.
You bet.
Have a great day, and I enjoy listening to you.
Thanks, Tom.
Thanks.
Goodbye.
Appreciate it. Let's go to Michelle in Fort Collins, who thinks the Republicans will win again. Michelle, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Hi. Well, I do, but I mean, I don't know nationally, but I think that in our own state, Republicans will win again because they'll win on the strength of their issues like immigration and gay marriage and all of those wacky things that people are getting distracted by.
Oh, you think with the Iraq War waging the way it is and now things kicking up in Afghanistan, you think people are really gonna pay attention to wedge issues like gay marriage?
I do. Unfortunately, I do. I do. I think that's how the Marilyn Musgraves of the world stay in business, because she appeals to, I don't know who, apparently she appeals to a lot of people who have those values, I guess, yeah.
I bet you Angie Piccioni beats her.
I hope so.
It'll be close, but I'll bet you it happens.
I sure hope so, but I have hope at every election, and so far my hopes have not come to pass very well.
Well, have things been the way they have been every election like they are now?
Well, I seldom vote for candidates that win living in this state. So, I don't know. It's hard to be hopeful.
Well, this year's going to be different.
Okay.
We're going to turn it around.
Yeah.
All right. Well, I'll get hopeful with you. but I just think that those issues persist with people. And the most, if you want to call it brilliant, part of the strategy for maintaining the war in Iraq is the fact that we don't have a draft and people don't feel as threatened and encroached upon as they did during Vietnam. And it's a war that, although it touches so many people, it also doesn't touch a lot of people. College campuses aren't disrupted. Those families' lives go on. And, you know, everybody knows somebody that has a kid there, maybe, but, it's not as close to home as it was in Vietnam. And so I think because of that, we don't take as much responsibility as we ought to.
Yeah, hopefully we can figure out a way to re-engage people into this conflict so that we do take responsibility.
Yes.
But that's an interesting point you're making about the draft. That really has a tendency to draw everybody into it really quickly, huh?
Exactly. And you've been talking in terms of the discourse about the war in Iraq as if it's going to be some sort of honest, above-board discourse, and it's not going to be that. Of course, it's going to be whatever spin the Republicans want to put on it.
Yeah, but even the spin, though, that they put on it, look what's happened in the last 24 to 48 hours. They can't control what goes on the ground there.
No, they can't. But I am cynical and suspicious enough and enough of a leftover from Vietnam to suspect that the way that they sway public opinion is by creating issues, by creating events.
You know, there's even that cable that leaked that Khalilzad sent out about the embassy staff in the green zone, about how much trouble they were having and how scared and threatened they feel,
right,
that they wanted to dress up like reporters. That cable comes out at the same time that,
right,
George W. Bush is telling us that things are better there. I mean, they can't control the reality on the ground. And sometimes, and I've said this before, sometimes it seems like they live in some kind of unreality.
Yeah, well, it does. It certainly has seemed like that to me, but I'm very suspicious that, you know, if the war isn't going the way they need it to, they will create events that will incite Americans to be supportive to their side.
All right. Hey, thank you. Appreciate the call, Michelle. Call again, please.
Okay. Bye-bye.
All right.
Bye.
Well, what do you think? You think she's right? Think they'll create events?
Well, that's a little bit of a conspiracy.
Yeah, but do you think they, well, I don't think they can control things on the ground. But you know what she does bring up, which I want to ask you real quick, and I'll also ask Amelia Earhart, Aretha Franklin.
Yeah.
Because I accidentally called you Aretha Franklin on the air.
Yeah, I appreciate that.
Oh,
yeah.
Aretha.
Guys, you know, someone called me Elvira not too long ago. Remember that?
Yeah, Elvira Franklin, Aretha Amitha. Okay, do you think the average person cares about Iraq?
You mean about the well-being?
About the war.
Welfare of Iraq?
No, not the welfare of the Iraqis. But do you think that the average person cares about Iraq? That the average person going to work today cares about Iraq?
I think so, yes. I think the average person does care about Iraq. And not just because of Americans dying in Iraq or the loss of Iraqi life, but because of the enormous sum of money that we're spending.
Well,
there.
All right, that's true. That's true.
See,
right.
I'm a little bit more cynical. I think that the average person driving into work this morning, and unless they have some sort of news radio on in their car, it's not going to cross their mind.
They're not going to think about the mess of the war.
I really don't think so. I mean, until you see it on TV, until you're reminded of it.
So what he's saying, most people that have got their heads plugged into Cozy... Cozy 101.105 with massive, beautiful music and cozy.
Which
we talked about before, which is never, when you go into stores, it's never tuned in right. Cozy 104.104. You know, and you want to say to the guy behind the counter, hey, man.
Change the station.
You know, change it. Look, we got to listen to music. Turn it to KBCO or something.
Right.
Don't put that crap on the radio. Well, you know what? Martini on the Rocks is the new radio station, isn't it?
Yeah.
With its superior signal. Okay, anyway.
There's also a new one called Sassy.
Ooh.
Ooh. Hey, what's that like? Do they have sassy disc jockeys?
Apparently it's for young women.
Really?
Yeah.
Hey,
sassy.
Hey, baby. Hey, baby.
Maybe you're going to tap into your new audience, Jay.
Want to get a job?
The sassy audience.
So simulcast me over there at Sassy?
Okay, what would the equivalent be for young men? What would they call that radio station?
Wow.
I don't know, but I was trying to think of some unique female products I could advertise over at Sassy. You know what I'm saying? Is it for women of all ages or only a certain age?
I think it's, you know, the younger demographic.
Like 18 to 34?
You listen to Sassy then, and then when you get a little bit older, then you start, you know, transitioning to Martini.
So in other words, they have ads for, like, Stridex and stuff. Right?
Maybe.
And I want to say M-pads, you know what I'm saying?
All these people are going to switch to AM 760.
I sure hope so.
You'll see.
We hope so.
I hope so.
All right. What's the traffic look like this morning?
Well, we do have a couple of problems this morning already. In fact, along C-470 heading westbound at I-70, got a double rollover crash. But fortunately, there were no people in the cars. It was actually a truck pulling a trailer loaded up with cars, and a couple of those flipped over when the trailer rolled. And that is on that transition heading on to westbound to I-70. So mostly that's going to be curiosity delays. Outside of that, though, we are jamming up across southbound 25 between 104th and 84th Avenue. Also across eastbound 6th Avenue right between Federal and I-25. And across our side streets, we still got a crash in the intersection of Colfax and Spear involving a police car. Today's forecast calls for highs in the low 80s, and currently we're at 61 degrees in Denver. I'm Amelia Earhart.
Hey, I got a question.
Yes.
You don't have an absorbency pad I can borrow, do you?
Oh, my God, Jay.
I'm just practicing for my job at Sassy. Isn't that what they would sell over there?
Did you just say that on the air?
What? Why? It's a part of human nature.
What?
What's the problem? You know? I'm just practicing for my in case I have to go to work over there. Okay, I guess you can't help me out then. I guess I have no career over there then.
You don't.
My career over
there is
shot.
You have no career over there. Stay here.
Okay, you don't have any gin and vermouth, do you? So I have for my job in Martini.
I'd rather answer that question than the other. Thank you very much.
Okay.
I'm Mike Shanahan of the Denver Broncos. Some things I keep secret, like the running back rotation. Other things I share. For mortgages, go see my friends in American Financing.
Thanks, Coach. This is Damian Maldonado, founder of American Financing. We're locally owned and operated. We have no commission loan officers, so our only job is to get you the best loan possible.
Damian, tell us about the Magic Mortgage.
The Magic Mortgage lets you select the payment that's best for your budget. You can choose a regular payment, interest only, or convert it to a 15-year loan without requalifying. You can change your monthly payment any month or every month. Whether you need a refi or a new home loan, we have the widest range of products.
So you make the call. Tell them Mike Shanahan sent you, and your appraisal's free. Make the right move. Call my team of experts at American Financing.
We're redefining how home mortgages are done. Call us now at 303-695-7000. That's 695-7000. Or on the net at AmericanFinancing.net.
You know the drill. Just a pill to get through the flight, or maybe a glass of wine, maybe an antidepressant to help control your anxiety and depression, maybe a nerve pill here and there just to help you cope, maybe a drink at night just to take the edge off, and that second drink, well, who's counting? But nobody knows how much you worry, how stressed out you are, how inadequate you feel. Nobody understands the fear you have, the lack of satisfaction in your life, the loneliness. Well, I understand. I've been there. I'm Lucinda Bassett, founder of the Midwest Center. I suffered from over 20 years with anxiety, depression, panic, and stress. Maybe you don't have to depend on medication and alcohol. There's a better, long-lasting, healthy way to help yourself.
Please call right now, and we'll send you a powerful free tape that could change your life. Call 800-446-3886. That's 1-800-446-3886. 1-800-446-3886.
What if I told you that you could learn a new language the same way you learned your first language, with no tedious translation, no useless memorization, and no boring drills? You'd have every right to be skeptical, especially if you struggled with languages in the past. That's why we want to send you a free demo CD-ROM from Rosetta Stone. You'll find out what U.S. diplomats, over 10,000 schools, and NASA already know, that this is the world's fastest, easiest way to learn a new language, guaranteed. Call now to request your free CD-ROM and try it with our compliments. This amazing demo includes 28 languages. Learn a language better than you thought possible and faster than you ever imagined. Call 1-800-332-4694 and we'll rush you the free Rosetta Stone CD-ROM today. Remember, there's no tedious translation, memorization, or drills. Call for your free Rosetta Stone CD-ROM today and see how easy and effective it really is. The number is 1-800-332-4694. That's 1-800-332-4694.
Bring it to the GOP.
Because they're jamming it to us.
Jay Marvin on AM 760 Progressive Talk.
Hello, I'm Big Head Todd, and good morning. It's 6:38, 38 minutes past the hour. High today, 78. Partly sunny with thunderstorms. The GOP has embraced the war in Iraq, and they're going to pull a typical Karl Rove stunt, which is to use their greatest weakness and try to turn it into their greatest strength. And do you think they can pull it off? 303-713-7600. Let's go to Lou in Fayetteville, Arkansas. Lou, you're on AM 760. Good morning. Good morning, Lou.
Hello.
Hi.
Yeah, how you doing?
Okay.
I hope they do continue pushing this war issue.
because it's going to shoot them right square in the butt.
You really think so?
I really believe so. I live here in Northwest Arkansas, which is the biggest Republican area of the state, and the people up here are sick of it. And the only cut and run that I've seen has been when Bush had our troops cut and run from Afghanistan before they could finish their mission there. And that's why we've got Al-Qaeda floating around now.
How do people in your community feel about the war?
They're tired of it. They're tired of it, and they're tired of the lies of Bush. I haven't seen but three Bush bumper stickers in the last 3 months, and for a while there, they were all over these cars. You know, people are just slowly turning away completely from these people. They're sick of having our kids killed, you know, for no reason, really. So I don't think, in fact, I think it's going to shoot them right square in the butt.
Well, we're hoping that you're right, sir.
Well, I know I'm right here.
Great. Yes, well, that's good news.
Yeah.
So you think it'll backfire on them?
Yeah, it's going to, definitely. Because even the polls show that, 67 to 72% of the people who are polled are tired of it. And that doesn't, you know, a poll is a poll. But when you're actually out talking to people like I do, people who were all Bush strong for, 4 years, they won't even talk about them now. You know, they stop me. I still got my carry bumper sticker, and they stop me on the street and say, hey, I wish I would have done that. And this is a fact, and this has been just within the last few weeks.
Do you think the average person cares about Iraq?
Yeah, very definitely. They care about the fact that we went into a country that had done us no harm. The only harm they had done us is the fact they were sitting on the second biggest oil reserves in the world. That's the only thing. And the oil companies wanted to get to those reserves. And I still believe that, and I believe it very strongly.
All right, Lou. Thank you, man. Appreciate the call.
Yeah,
Thanks,
have a good day.
Okay, see you later. Two lines open at 303-713-7600. Do you think the average person really, though, does care about Iraq? I mean, because, you know what, people who make a choice to listen to this radio station obviously care about political dialogue. They care about what's going on in the world. But how about Amelia said, how about all the people who are listening to, you know, FM music? I mean, do you think that they care about what's going on?
I absolutely do. I think it's very difficult to avoid all the troubling news we've been hearing in Iraq and not care. And I don't see how anybody can avoid the news. It's everywhere. Every time I turn on the TV, it's there. Look in the front page of the paper, it's there. It's troubling, and I have a hard time imagining that the majority of Americans, it's not on their mind. But maybe Amelia's right. I mean, there's a lot of people that are tuning out. It's easy to tune out. We have a culture of tuning out. But
yeah, we have a huge culture of tuning out. And can the Republicans take this culture of tuning out and use it to their advantage?
Well, they sure are good at it.
Yeah, they're real good at it. That's what worries me.
But it seems like they got a whole lot of nothing right now. I mean, it seems to me that's probably why they're running on school prayer and, you know, all the sort of like gay marriage amendment and that sort of thing, stirring that up because they're desperate. They don't have issues to run on.
Let's go to Roy in Windsor. Roy, you're on AM 760. Thanks for holding. Go ahead.
Hi, Jay.
Hi, Roy.
Actually, I've called before. I'm on the first leg of my 110-mile commute daily.
Wow.
Yeah, so a 20-year tradesman can make the money he's supposed to make, because I can't make it 10 miles around my house because of immigration. But that's not what we're talking about. Jay, you got to keep them from winning by hammering on the true point. The only reason there's a war in Iraq is to create the instability that drives up the energy prices. That is the only thing that this administration is about, driving up energy prices, because that's who all these people are. Condoleezza Rice is not just the Secretary of State, but the former name of the world's largest, most modern oil tanker. You are a voice. Hammer them, man. Hammer them. Don't let them get
well,
away
we
with
do.
More
well,
life.
We do.
Them.
We do. We talk
and
about
you gotta,
it.
You've got to talk more
well, we
now,
do.
Okay?
We do.
We've got to get together.
We do. We talk about it every single day, but I'm asking you if you think the Rove can, and the Republicans can make this happen.
Only if we allow them to obfuscate the truth. I might be a tradesman, but I'll tell you something. Most tradesmen I work with, most are older guys. We all believe 9/11, if not solicited, was allowed to happen with a tacit agreement with Osama. They're all friends.
Well, I'm not going to go that.
Hey,
I'm not going to go that far.
You might not go there, but let me tell you, they wanted a new Pearl Harbor. They got one. They got information these guys were doing funny things, and they were told when they came in, hey, look out for this guy. They did nothing. We're going to chase the pornographers.
That part is very, very true. According to Ron Suskind's book that's out now, the Bush was briefed in that public presidential briefing memo about bin Laden determined to attack, and his answer was, okay, well, now my ass is covered, and he went fishing.
Yeah, but come on, man. Let's not be naive children here. I think you need, as much as they use real narrow, marginal things to throw dispersions on their adversaries, do the same to them. Raise the suspicion. I know it's a Clear Channel station, and they make their money by having this, but division is what got these SOBs, sons of Bushes.
No, this being a Clear Channel station has nothing to do with it. They never tell me what content. I never get any content dictated to me, pal. Nobody ever says anything or tells me anything to say. I say what I want to say. Thank you for the call. Appreciate it, and be careful on your long drive. 303-713-7600. Will Karl Rove be successful? Jay and Todd here. One line open at 303-713-7600. Rocky Mountain Way, 644, 16 in front of 7 on AM 760. Progressive Talk.
AM 760, Progressive Traffic.
We're filling up pretty quickly across this morning's commute into work. Fortunately, only one crash in the cleanup stages, and it lies along westbound C-470 at I-70, so that volume is still pretty light. This is a rollover crash involving a truck and a trailer on that ramp heading on to westbound I-70, but again, curiosity will be your main slowdown here. Outside of that, eastbound lanes of the Turnpike are now jamming from Federal to Pecos. Eastbound 6th Avenue is also heavy between Federal and the I-25 interchange. Southbound 25 itself is jamming out of the north end between 104th and 84th Avenue, and as you make your way out of Aurora heading into the DTC, southbound 225 is now thick between Yosemite and I-25. Today's forecast calls for highs in the low 80s, and currently we're at 61 degrees in Denver. I'm Amelia Earhart with your AM 760 Progressive Traffic.
How much longer do we have to put up with Bush?
Countdown.
Check out the Bush Countdown Clock on AM760.net. Battery trouble? Before battery trouble leaves you stranded, get in the zone. AutoZone. Hot summer weather is murder on your car's battery. And the fact is, if your battery is more than 4 years old, chances are it won't make it through the summer. But AutoZone has quality batteries to fit virtually any car and any budget. So don't get stuck with a dead battery. Pick up a new battery from AutoZone and start strong all year long.
Get in the zone. AutoZone.
Sometimes you feel like you're just a number. To the banks, the credit card companies, the lenders and financial institutions, you are just a number. Your credit score. And unless that number is above their standards, you get stuck paying more for everything. Hi, I'm John Commuta, creator of the Transforming Debt into Wealth system. If you don't have perfect credit, banks will either take advantage of you or slam the door in your face. But I want to send you a free tape that shows you how my proven system will wipe the slate clean once and for all. My system doesn't just raise your credit score, it will permanently insulate your credit status so it can never come back to haunt you again. It works no matter how bad your credit is or how much debt you have. Call today and I'll send you a free tape showing you the power of my proven system. You can hit the reset button on your credit score and wipe the slate clean. Let me show you how. Call right now to get my free tape. 1-800-600-4004. That's 1-800-600-4004. 1-800-600-4004.
This is Jimmy Carter. Every 2 seconds, someone in America needs blood. You can help save those lives by becoming a blood donor. Please call the American Red Cross at 1-800-GIVE-LIFE. Together, we can save a life.
Can't stand George W. Bush? The Bush-Cheney bumper stickers make you cringe. At All American Vogue, we carry a large selection of anti-Bush magnets, T-shirts, buttons, bumper stickers, dartboards, and a whole lot more. We have great gifts for the politically conscious and unconscious. Come support All American Vogue so that we can continue to support Progressive Talk, AM 760. Come see us at 10 South Broadway, one block south of First Avenue at Ellsworth, or call 7 days a week, 303-733-4140.
I'm Mark Major with Aspen Tire, and I want to earn your tire business with multiple locations, the best pricing on tires, and the best customer service in the industry. Shop the competition, then call Aspen Tire. 888-401-AUTO. That's 888-401-AUTO.
Live, local, and progressive. Jay Marvin on AM 760 Progressive Talk.
6:48, 48 minutes past the hour here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. High today, 78, partly sunny with thunderstorms. Jay and Todd. Ooh, you like that, huh?
Oh, I love the groove, baby.
You like that?
It's getting me in the mood to rock today.
Good music to get us get going to, right?
Yeah. Is this widespread panic?
No, it's not widespread panic. It's particle. Okay, speaking of loose particles, let's go back to the phones. Because we've got a bunch of people hanging on here. We want to get them, as many of them on as we can. Let's go to Pat down in Grand Junction. Pat, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Hello?
Hi.
Yes, I got something kind of short. I got a new slogan from Halliburton and Friends when you refer to the Bush administration.
Yeah, that's not a bad idea because that's exactly what it is.
I mean, they always want to doing these slogans. So what about, you know, Halliburton and Friends?
Well, why not? I'm up for calling them that if you're up for calling them that.
Because that's all it's about anyway.
Yeah, it's about their friends making money. You're right about that. So do you think the Republicans will be able to use the war to their advantage?
I don't think so. I think they're falling apart.
And what are people that you know there in Grand Junction, what are they saying about the war?
They're sick of it. They're not making no progress.
All right, man. Pat, thank you. Appreciate the call.
Yep.
Good to hear from Grand Junction, one of my favorite cities. Let's go to Jim in Arvada. Jim, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Yes. Hi, guys.
Hi, Jim.
Listen, there are a couple of votes that occurred in the Senate that are just absolutely outrageous. The one that I called about specifically was I don't know if it was a resolution or what, but it was to support the idea of the Iraqi prime minister to offer amnesty to Iraqis who only kill American soldiers. And no, according to the reports yesterday, no Democratic senator voted in favor of that, but 19 Republicans did, including Wayne Allard, John McCain.
I saw that.
And John Warren, who is the head of the Senate Armed Services.
John Warner.
Warner, sorry. Senate Armed Services Committee. So, I mean, I'm just stunned. Why in heaven's name did they have it? You know, was it a resolution or just a...
It looked like it was just an amendment.
Oh, okay. And then the other one, just to follow up on the call that was just taken... the other one was a vote to investigate some of these things that are going on with companies like Halliburton and so on, contractors in Iraq. There was a vote for that, and it was defeated something like, I don't know, 52 votes in the Senate. Did you hear about that?
No, I did not hear about that one.
Okay. Well, there was a resolution to investigate some of the dealings that are going on that have been reported by the GAO. And, I mean, I'm just absolutely livid about these things.
Well, there's no oversight by this Congress, none whatsoever.
Well, they had to protect all their buddies.
Yep, exactly. Well, listen, they failed to pass the minimum wage yesterday because they wanted to protect their corporate buddies. Meanwhile, there's an article out today that CEOs are making 262 times the pay of the average worker.
I don't know. All I know is that it's not in the paper today. Neither one of those votes is mentioned in the paper today, and I'm just stunned that it's not even in the news. It's not in the mainstream news at all. And, you know, and one of our senators voted in favor of that. You know, this is the same party that last week was accusing the Democrats of cut and run. And now they're turning around and supporting this idea of offering amnesty to Iraqis who only kill American soldiers. Now, if somebody can explain that to me, I'm listening.
Boy, I don't understand this whole amnesty thing. Is that the similar kind of amnesty program that they have, like in South Africa, which is the idea is to sort of bring healing and reconciliation into the country?
While our soldiers are on the ground.
Yeah, it's the Iraqi Prime Minister's idea, and Harry Reid condemned it from the floor of the Senate during a debate about Iraq. But he's right. There is an amendment in there. I had the news story yesterday. I have to go back and find it again. Maybe Turk can dig it up about how the fact he is right. Wayne Aller did vote for it.
Well, anyway, thanks, guys. You're wonderful.
All right. Thanks, Jim. Appreciate it, Jim. Thanks. Maybe we'll get a hold of that story and we can get it on the air again. Let's go to Joseph in Centennial. Joseph, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Good morning. How are you guys doing?
Good.
I wanted to respond to the question earlier about can Rove and the Republicans do what they would like to do in November, and I think the answer is absolutely, provided the Democrats don't change some of their strategies around how they get elected and how they approach elections. I think that I was real disappointed that we couldn't win a seat where you've got a guy thrown in jail in Duke Cunningham's district in California. I'm real confused about how we lost that one. I know it's a heavily Republican area, but it seemed like a guy moving in with his mom, you know, to go in and
right, a former lobbyist to boot.
Yeah, it seemed a little strange to me that we couldn't pull that together. And I think Howard Dean needs to really step up what he's doing in terms of chairing that committee to get these people in, because we could very easily. The one thing the Republicans are bad at a lot, and we talk about that a lot as progressives, and we say they're bad at this, they're bad at that. They're bad at just about everything, with the exception of getting elected.
Well, but that race in San Diego, though, cost them a lot of money. I mean, the RNC put $5 million into that thing.
I know.
And they barely won.
And they barely won. I mean, but Todd's right. They barely pulled it out.
Yeah, but the point being that this time around, with the how crucial this election is, the Democrats might have to forego some of the traditional. They may have to play the same game the Republicans do in terms of getting elected, in terms of spending money, because as much as we'd like to say it should be about issues, the important thing to do is maybe set that aside and say, look, this time we've just got to get elected. We've got to do whatever it takes to get in the door and get the House and the Senate back if possible. And once we've done that, then we can really focus on issues. I know we want to not make it about, you know, finance and money and influence and those kind of things. But, again, I think it's too important to set aside, you know, the issue of, okay, how are we going to get elected in favor of ideas? Ideas are the important thing. But right now we have nothing. We can't, as was pointed out by the previous caller, we can't get an investigation. We can't get anything done in either
piece
of it.
Why don't we make the election about their character? Why don't we make it about the character of the way they've run this country and about how they've rubber-stamped and failed to live up to their job as prescribed by our founding fathers to act as a checks and balances?
That's an awesome idea. That's a great and go example by example, of which there are plenty. However, I'm concerned that, as another caller pointed out, that a lot of that stuff's not in the mainstream media. And if you focus on how a lot of voters make their decisions, it's right off of the three main networks, CNN.
No, you're right. We're getting killed in the mainstream media. There's no question. I mean, Paula Zahn, in talking to Joseph Biden at Delaware, made the absurd statement that, well, you guys are getting creamed on the Iraqi debate, aren't you? But she didn't cite any sources of where she got the information about you're getting creamed.
Right. And so you have maybe a voter going, well, okay, the Democrats don't know what the heck they're talking
about. Exactly.
So I'm going to go to the polls and make my decision based on that. And so a lot of it's got to be education. It's going to have to be education funding of absurd amounts. They're going to have to spend absurd amounts
of money.
Yeah,
they are going to have to spend a lot of amounts. But you know what? In order to get that money, everybody's going to have to contribute. Joseph, thank you, man. We're out of time. Thank you for the call.
Okay. Bye-bye.
Yeah, we all got to give our $25, $50.
Yep.
Whatever we can give to the Democratic Party.
That's right. Whatever we can give, man. Get on, buy those democracy bonds, because Howard Dean has got the right idea. Let's run everywhere and in every state. All right. Coming up, we got a lot more. So stick around. Jay and Todd, and this will be our last show together for a while. because Todd goes out on a tour in July and won't be back until August, which we will reunite again. So enjoy this morning's get-together, and we'll be back with more here on AM 760 Progressive Talk.
It's Jay Marvin on AM 760 Progressive Talk.
I love hearing from satisfied customers who know the herbs in Kaido Gold really work.
I lost 57 pounds.
Was it difficult?
There was nothing to it.
Well, I started out at 240. Now I'm at 190. As soon as I started taking them, I started losing weight.
I'm Tom Martino with this special. Buy three bottles, get three bottles free with free shipping. 877-500-DIET or 877-500-DIET.com.
It's the easiest diet I've ever been on in my life.
I didn't change my diet at all.
As a business owner, you know you have a good product or service, and you know if more people knew about it, your business would grow. CustomersAreListening.com makes radio advertising available to anyone who wants to tell more people about their business. That's why we've made advertising on the radio affordable and easy. All you do is visit CustomersAreListening.com and pick from eight radio stations that you think your customers are listening to. If you're ready to take your business to the next level, visit CustomersAreListening.com.
Tells, visit us at JohnLangHomes.com. That's Lang, spelled L-A-I-N-G.
AM 760. Not just talk. This is where progressives come to talk. Hey, Casey and Thornton, Denver Boulder. And online at AM760.net.
CBS News, I'm Frank Sedatani. The wife of a Camp Pendleton Marine says her husband is no killer.
He's shocked. He's gone through emotions up and down. It's just been a roller coaster.
Erica Thomas told the CBS News early show her husband, Corporal Trent Thomas, is a great person, a great father, a great husband, and a great Marine. Thomas, six other Marines, and a Navy man are accused of shooting an unarmed Iraqi to death. Conviction could mean the death penalty. Four Marines and a soldier have been killed in operations against Iraqi insurgents south and west of Baghdad. In Afghanistan, where Taliban rebels have stepped up attacks on coalition forces, the military spokesman says four soldiers have been killed in action.
They were fighting for a better future for the people of Afghanistan, and we will never forget them.
Afghanistan Muslima.
In a new website video, number two Al-Qaeda leader Ayman al-Zawahiri calls on Afghans to rise up against coalition troops for the sake of God. President Bush in Budapest, live to CBS News correspondent Peter Mayer.
In the most somber moment of this trip, the president has laid a wreath at a memorial to the victims of the 1956 uprising. Mr. Bush bowed his head momentarily. Then, as a Hungarian bugler sounded mournful notes, the president and the first lady stood on a red carpet in front of the stark black stone monument to the thousands of Hungarians killed in the revolt when Soviet troops and tanks broke the attempted revolution. Live in Budapest, Peter Mayer, CBS News.
A break from the weather is helping a bit, but fire crews are nowhere close to containing the blaze that's threatening homes in Sedona, Arizona.
Officials say it could be weeks before this fire is out.
We're a long way from going home.
It's the northeast side of this fire that poses the greatest threat and forced hundreds of evacuations, and it's the rugged terrain that's making it so difficult to fight.
Very steep knife ridges trying to get crews up. Bluffs 30 feet tall.
Cammie McCormick, CBS News, Sedona, Arizona.
A young mother and her three children have been found shot dead in a home in Columbus, Ohio. Elisa Hurt says her cousin Jamila West had gone there to get a fresh start.
She came up here, she moved up here to basically work, get a better job, and to, you know, raise her kids and go to school. And that's what she did.
Columbus police have been questioning a man who was arrested yesterday in Warren, Ohio, on unrelated charges. If the trend continues, children a few years from now could ask their parents what it was like when America had middle-class neighborhoods. Live to CBS's Jim Shenevy. Jim, what's going on?
Well, Frank, an analysis of census data shows the middle-class neighborhoods are disappearing, down by more than 20% in some cities, while both rich and poor neighborhoods are on the rise. It can be blamed on the growing income inequality in the U.S. Demographers call it income segregation, and much of it involves upper-income minorities looking to move up. As one expert put it to the Washington Post, dollars trump race. Reporting live, Jim Shenevy, CBS News.
Ahead of the bell, S&P futures are down a point. This is CBS News.
There's nothing small about today's small business. Big hours make up big work weeks. Every meeting is a big meeting. Every call is a big call. When the only printer for all the computers breaks down, it's a big problem. And now, thanks to Aflac, even small business insurance has gone big. Introducing Aflac for Small Business. Now, your small business can have the same great Aflac products and service the big guys get. For more information, call 1-800-99-AFLAC or visit aflacsb.com.
Aflac!
For small business, American Family Life Assurance Company of Columbus. Aflac.
The following is a message from Pfizer.
Dr. Drupinski here on a subject most guys would rather ignore, erectile dysfunction. Believe it or not, nearly half of all guys over 40, and some even younger, have ED. If your sex life leaves something to be desired, even part of the time, do something about it. To learn more about ED and how to treat it, talk to your doctor or visit justasktoday.com. Do it for you and your partner.
Rocky Mountain Cyberknife. Visit RockyMountainCyberKnifeCK.com.
I'm Tim Lewis with an AM760 local news update. Colorado's largest fire continuing to burn in Costilla County, growing to 12,000 acres today, but more than 355 firefighters are gaining ground now. The Mata Vega fire is now 30% contained. Some heavy air support will be added today, while 270 homes still remain evacuated. Governor Owens toured the fire lines yesterday and imposed a ban on all open burning and fireworks on all state-owned land. He also ordered four National Guard choppers to be made ready for firefighting duties in case they're needed. The governor spoke on fire support used to fight state blazes.
Colorado has three single-engine air tankers specifically under contract, 17 specially equipped fire trucks operated by state and local crews that are already pre-positioned across Colorado. Many of them are fighting fires today.
He also signed an order providing $3 million to fight the Mata Vega blaze. That's your AM 760 Progressive Talk News Update. I'm Tim Lewis. Now here's Amelia Earhart with AM 760 Progressive Traffic.
Thank you, Tim. The turnpike this morning is suffering due to a westbound crash just east of Sheridan. Now, we're backed up all the way to Federal due to a three-car crash blocking up the left-hand lane. Stop-and-go traffic as you make your way into Westminster and Boulder this morning. So do allot yourself some extra time, and if you can, try an alternate route to get around this crash. Now, unfortunately, we also have insulation spread across the highway, so as you can imagine, that cleanup is going to take quite some time. Also across westbound C-470 on the on-ramp to westbound I-70, we still have the cleanup underway after an earlier double rollover accident involving a truck and a trailer. So do expect delays here making that transition from westbound to westbound. Across eastbound I-270, we're jamming up between I-76 and Vasquez in those eastbound lanes of traffic. The same goes for eastbound I-70 between 25 and Brighton Boulevard. Today's forecast, we'll see a high.
So you're sitting at your desk, working for the man, making things happen. You're a star. Sure you are, and you deserve a new ride. Now, the boss won't be paying for those new wheels, but he won't mind you taking a few minutes to find them at CheaperFords.com. Over 800 vehicles, all makes and models, right here in Metro Denver. Domestics and imports, and always plenty of pickups and SUVs. All internet priced. Nobody's looking, so log on now to CheaperFords.com.
Window in your home. This is Dave Logan. For a limited time, buy two windows and get the third one free. Call 303-233-0833.
This is Jimmy Carter. Every 2 seconds, someone in America needs blood. You can help save those lives by becoming a blood donor. Please call the American Red Cross at 1-800-GIVE-LIFE. Together, we can save a life.
This is the Jay Marvin Show with Jay Marvin. And today, Big Head Todd on AM 760, Progressive Talk.
You got it, 7:02. No, actually, 7:07, 7 minutes after 7. High today, 78. Partly sunny with thunderstorms. The last show between Big Head Todd and me, Jay Marvin, until August.
I don't know about that. We're going to have to figure out a way to get together. It's been a great time being with you, Jay. It's an honor to be in your presence and to be in the presence of the guy that brings it.
Oh, man, listen, you know what? You add to the show immensely. So, but you'll be back in August. We'll team back up in August.
I'm looking forward to that.
You just got to go out in July and make some rock and roll.
Yeah, music's important, too.
That's absolutely.
It can't all be politics and serious stuff.
No, it's got to be music, too.
Yeah. But that's okay. We'll get back to politics in August.
I love this song. How long did it take you
Thank
to write
you.
This?
About 5 minutes.
How could something like this take 5 minutes?
For some reason, the successful stuff takes no time, no thought.
Hey, where did you get the idea for this song?
It just sort of came to me. I had a musical moment, and the lyrics just sort of flew into my head, and that was that. I didn't think about it that much at all.
Did you know that you had a big hit when you did it?
No way. You never know. That's the crazy thing about songwriting. You know, just like the story of Keith Richards writing Satisfaction. And he woke up in the middle of the night. He thought it was just going to be a loser song that's going to be on the B side. Ends up being their biggest song of all time.
I don't know, man. That song is good.
It is
so good.
But he didn't know it at the time.
No, I'm not talking about his. I'm talking about yours.
Oh, yeah. Well, I didn't know either. I appreciate you, your enthusiasm. I can't tell. I honestly don't like it any more or less than any of my other songs. All my children are the same. I can't tell.
So do the songs sometimes go through your head when you're not at work?
What do you mean? Do I, like, think about them? Like, do I get stuck on my own music?
Yeah, because we all get stuck. You know, I've never been able to figure this out, and if somebody can figure this out, and we can answer this question really quickly at 7:09, 9 minutes after 7, at 303-713-7600. Why does that happen? Why do you get a certain song stuck in your head, and then you just can't get it out?
There's got to be a great psychological reason for it. Maybe it's a music addiction.
I don't know. What causes it? And everybody does that. Doesn't everybody do it?
Oh, yeah. And then we hate it. Give me another song so I can get this one out of my head.
So, I mean, do any of your songs ever get stuck in your head?
Normally not once I'm done with them. But before I'm finished with the song and while I'm writing it or while I'm producing a song, oftentimes I won't be able to get it out of my head. And I know I have a good song if I can't get it out of my head.
Really?
Before I finish writing it. If something's occurring to me and I just can't forget about it.
What was the last song you had stuck in your head that wasn't yours?
Wow. Boy. I don't know.
Because I sometimes get the worst song stuck in my head.
Yeah. That happens more often than not, doesn't it? A song that is the most irritating, annoying
thing you can
possibly think of.
Then you want to just deprogram it and get it out somehow. And you can't stop it. And I'm trying to think of what the last one was that I had that was stuck in my head and I couldn't get it out. And it just went round and round and round and round. And finally I just said, man, enough is enough already. I think it was some song by Chicago, which is not a group that I particularly care for.
See?
Like Color My World or something.
Oh, geez. You got that in your head.
You know, and I always figure that it's something psychologically within me that I'm just trying to torture myself. Because both my doctors listen to the show.
You know, this is just part of the human condition. It's not just you.
You know, that's something that I'm consciously doing to myself just to try to torture myself. Like you send yourself negative messages, like you suck, you're no good, whatever the case may be, that I'm trying to torture myself by a color. I'm not even going to get started on it because I don't even want it stuck in my head again.
Yeah, please don't.
All right.
Yesterday I had a In the Ghetto.
Oh, Elvis. As the snow flies. Do we have that song? In the Ghetto? Let's hear a couple. Let's hear a couple of.
We gotta have that song.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
1, 2, 3, 4.
Mac Davis wrote this, I think.
You're right.
Come on. 2, 3, 4.
As the snow flies on a cold and gray Chicago morning, a poor little baby child is born in the ghetto.
Russ Hyde doesn't say ghetto, he says ghetto.
And his Elvis is a progressive, as he's demonstrating in this song.
How?
What do you mean now? He's espousing...
You know what? I can't take him seriously. I'm sorry. I know that makes a lot of people mad, but I can't.
You can't take Elvis seriously?
No, because all I can think of is clogged bowel comments.
Oh. If he were alive today, he'd be listening to AM 760 Progressive Talk. I guarantee you that.
Go on down, jelly donuts.
I can't. That's all I can think of.
Jelly donuts. Stuck on the toilet. Dead in Graceland.
I don't know. I just can't take him seriously.
You've been to Graceland, though.
Oh, yeah, I have been.
You take him seriously as an artist, just not as a thinker, maybe.
I don't know. I guess I'm just overpounded by him too much.
Well, you have...
All right, so you went around all day yesterday with the ghetto in your head.
Yeah. Because of the social policies that Elvis is espousing.
All right, so when did it finally, or Mac Davis is espousing. So when did it finally, when did the song finally leave your brain?
When I was getting my hair cut.
Then it went away?
Yeah, then it went away.
How about you, Turk? What's the last song that was stuck in your head?
I don't know. It's usually some kind of commercial, that XL Roofing. You're on top of it. That has been in my head all morning. I don't know why. I've been singing it out in the newsroom.
Yeah, the commercial jingles stick in our heads, too, because we hear them every day, right?
Yeah, it's been the XL Roofing. You're on top of it. That's been in my head all morning.
Right. Exactly.
See, we need some democratic songs, some democratic jingles
that
America won't forget. So that when people ask, well, what's the Democratic plan? What's their agenda? We got jingles.
We got jingles to
you
roll out.
You can't get them out of your head.
I don't, but still, nobody's answered the question about why this happens. I mean, I know this show is supposed to be about politics and about social issues, but I really have often wondered about this, why this happens, and whether it's some psychological thing I'm going through in which I'm trying to, I'm torturing myself. Because of my, constant battles with low self-esteem, or if it's something that everybody gets stuck in and that they have some stupid song stuck in their head and that they just can't get it out and that their brain just plays with it all day.
Maybe some of our callers will have insights.
We'll have answers. Here's Jim in Boulder. Jim, you're on AM 760. Good morning. Jim, you're on. Hi.
I just wanted to say, it was about 2 years ago, I couldn't get it out of my head. It was that, please come to Boston for the springtime.
Oh, who is that? Is that Loggins and Messina? No, that's Dave Loggins. Who is that?
I was too young in those days to know it. I was only born in 67. But I, the whole weekend, I couldn't get that song out of my head. That was hell.
How did you finally get rid of it?
I don't know. I put on some Led Zeppelin.
So why do you think that happens? Why do you think your brain does that?
I don't know. Maybe sometime you're digging a big hole doing construction, you have nothing better going on, and your brain just starts playing one song. And you try to change the song in your brain, try and start humming a new song. I have no idea.
I know. You try to change the song, but then it jumps back to the song that you're trying to get rid of, doesn't it?
Yeah. So, alrighty.
All right. Thanks, Jim.
Have a nice day.
All right. I don't think we solved anything there.
Yeah.
And maybe we're now 15 minutes into the hour with one phone call, and I don't think we are going to solve it, because I don't think anybody knows the answer to it. And I wish we had a psychiatrist here or a psychologist here who could tell us what the answer to this thing is and why the brain does it.
A musicologist, maybe.
Somebody who could tell us. Well, a doctor could tell us chemically what goes on inside our heads that causes us to do this. Who did do Please Come to Boston?
I don't know.
Is it Dave Loggins? No.
No, it's not Loggins or Messina. I think that was a one-hit wonder. Please come to Boston
in the springtime.
Yeah. Oh, well, we'll never know the answer.
Well, some caller will give us the artist. Some caller will call up and tell us who the artist is. Damn that Jay Marvin. He has that big head tot on, and then they start talking about music instead of social issues.
Yeah.
Well, we can't talk about social issues every day.
No, you can't. Well, We can talk about them every day, but you need a little fluff in there.
Yeah, you just got to have a little bit of balance. But I just wonder, I just wonder why that happens and why you can't. And some of them, and you know what happens to me too? I get them in my head when I'm trying to sleep.
Oh, no.
Is that like the worst?
That is the worst.
You don't get them in your head when you're trying to sleep?
Thankfully, no.
Only during the day.
Well, I'm a songwriter, so hopefully I get some, catharsis. I purge.
You purge?
Yeah.
I don't know, man. I just wish I knew what it was causes it. Now, Craig and Aurora's got a pretty interesting theory. Craig, you're on AM 760. Go ahead.
Yeah. Hi, Jay. I have my background degree in human communication.
Ah, good.
And I think that what happens is there are these things called engrams. And engrams are bits and pieces of our memory. And we can attach them to scents. We can attach them to songs. And so what I think is happening, what I believe is happening, is that we hear a song and it attaches to a fragment of memory that we've enjoyed in our past life.
Hmm. So you're a believer in reincarnation?
Pardon me?
You're a believer in reincarnation.
Well, I guess. but, for instance, you know,
don't tell me I'm going to listen to Please Come to Boston, that I listened to it in my past life.
Well, maybe.
Well, not past life. Just for instance, you might hear Pomp and Circumstance and remember the good times that you had in high school with a particular person or the day of your graduation. Those are engrams.
Okay.
And so anything to really do with your past life, but what to do with the past. For instance, scents. Like, I could walk through a store and say, oh, that's grandma, and it brings back memories of that. And so we play it throughout our head, and we might even buy the scent, and that's why a lot of people go out and buy the song. For instance, I just got We Belong Together by Pat Benatar stuck in my head because of some things my friends and I are going through. So that I purchased because it's an engram that's stuck in your head because it attaches itself to a particular part of memories that are sensationally feel good.
I think that's the best explanation I've ever heard. That's a great explanation.
I don't know if I believe it, but I'll tell you what, Craig, you seem to know more about it than I do, so I'll buy it.
Well, go look up, I believe it was I.A. Richards. He's a communicationalist. I.A. Richards, and I believe he's the one who coined engrams. So if you're looking for information on that, I believe he's our guy.
Interesting.
All right, thanks, Craig.
Hey, no problem.
Oh, here it is. Here's the song. Okay, who did this? It's Dave Loggins. I knew I was right.
Please come to Boston springtime. This song sucks so bad, I just can't hear it one more time. Doctor, please give me something to take it out of my skull. I'll find a knife, even if it is dull. I'll use it.
I mean, this is like the worst record.
It's bringing out the passionate songwriter in you, though. You're taking creative license and you're moving the song to a new place.
Yeah, in the trash can. That's where I'm moving it to. Down. Why don't you settle down? Kind of town.
Great. Now all of Denver and
yeah, now it's got it. We got it stuck
in.
All five of our listeners have got it stuck in their heads. Okay, kill this Turk. We can't handle it anymore. And by the way, Dave Loggins did not write In the Ghetto. I know Mac Davis wrote it. Dave Loggins wrote this one. Please come to Boston. Okay. Although Sherry thinks that Glenn Campbell wrote it. I don't think Glenn. Sherry and Parker, I don't think Glenn Campbell would write such a piece of garbage.
Well, I was wrong.
Yeah, you know, Glenn.
And Jay, do us all a favor. Please don't sing that again.
I won't.
I love you, man, but please don't sing.
You got it. See ya.
See ya.
All right. Well, nobody can answer my question as to why songs get stuck in your head.
Yeah, well, we might have to move on to a political topic then.
Yeah, we might have to get this crowd stimulated. All right, we're going to ask you a question about sports and about people's conduct and about American culture coming up here.
Living with stabbing jaw pain, excruciating headaches? Gamma Knife may be your option to finally get relief without surgery. Swedish Medical Center's Gamma Knife is a quick, painless procedure that targets the condition called trigeminal neuralgia that may be causing your pain. Call 720-266-4911 to find out if Gamma Knife treatment could be an option for you. That's 720-266-4911.
That's a double rollover involving a truck and a trailer along westbound I-70, that ramp to westbound, with minor backups on the approach to the wreck. Across southbound I-225, we're jam-packed between Yosemite and 25, and southbound I-25 is also heavy between 104th and 84th Avenue. In today's forecast, we'll see highs in the low 80s, and currently we're at 62 degrees in Denver. I'm Amelia Earhart with your AM 760 Progressive Traffic.
Going to DIA? Take RTD Skyride. The easiest way to DIA is on RTD Skyride for $10 or less each way. Free parking at any of the 16 metro area park and rides. Save your money for the fun stuff. Skyride to DIA, 303-299-6000.
Just Brakes.
My brakes are grinding. I need pads and shoes, right?
Just Brakes will replace pads and shoes on all four wheels and even machine rotors and drums for $99.88.
I'll come in next week.
Just Brakes recommends you bring your car in today. It's likely your brakes are already damaged.
Sounds serious.
It is. Brakes should be inspected at least once a year. Damage to major components can be a costly brake system nightmare.
Pads and shoes installed on all four wheels for $99.88. Why do you do it, Just Brakes?
At Just Brakes, we
parts and services cost more. Offer good on most cars and light trucks.
Are you that guy? That guy in the neighborhood with that house, with that siding that's chipped and rotting? Come on. Your neighbors know you're that guy, and even you can't deny it any longer. Well, James Hardy is the only smart choice for re-siding. In fact, it's on more than 4 million homes across North America. James Hardy gives you the beauty and character of wood without the problems like warping and rotting. And it resists denting and cracking, unlike vinyl siding. But our siding is only part of the story, because the number one siding manufacturer in the country now installs, so we can offer you a complete solution to your re-siding needs with our very own installation teams, experienced, caring James Hardy professionals who you can trust to get the job done right.
So call 1-866-3-HARDY today for your free on-site evaluation and get up to $2,000 off installation when you schedule your re-side by the 4th of July. Some restrictions apply. That's 866-3-HARDIE or visit jameshardysidingcenter.com.
Call James Hardy today and then tell your neighbor that now he's that guy.
Battery trouble? Before battery trouble leaves you stranded, get in the zone. AutoZone. Hot summer weather is murder on your car's battery. And the fact is, if your battery is more than 4 years old, chances are it won't make it through the summer. But AutoZone has quality batteries to fit virtually any car and any budget. So don't get stuck with a dead battery. Pick up a new battery from AutoZone and start strong all year long. Get in the zone. AutoZone.
Top three reasons I'm painting before my family comes next weekend. Number three, my daughter just learned how to write her name. Everywhere. Number two, 9 nail holes later, my husband finally got the painting hung. And number one, I'll save at least $5 on paint.
Right now, get $5 off 1 gallon cans and $20 off 5 gallon buckets of Glidden Evermore paint. Only at the Home Depot. You can do it. We can help. Offer valid through July 4th by manufacturer mail-in rebate and U.S. only. See store for details.
Join AM 760 Progressive Talk in celebrating the GLBT community at the 2006 Pride Fest Denver. Join us at Civic Center Park on Saturday, June 24th for Family Field Day with events for adults, children, and pets. On Sunday, June 25th, the festivities start at Cheeseman Park with the Pride Fest Parade and ending at Civic Center Park with a festival and rally. For more information on the weekend's events, log on to am760.net. Celebrate Pride, not prejudice, with AM 760 Progressive Talk.
Oh, written in the middle of the night. 6:26, 26 minutes after 6. High today, 78, partly sunny with thunderstorms. Jay Marvin, Big Head Todd, and it's good to have you along. All right, I'm going to ask something here. I don't know if I'm going to get an answer, but I'm going to try to ask something here. We're going to try to ask something here about what's going on with this, because this is an alien world to me, and I know nothing about it. Do you know anything about playing softball? About softball?
I know I've gotten hit in some savory places with softball.
Okay, but you've never been a have you ever been a member of one of these softball leagues?
No, I haven't.
Okay, are you a sports fan?
I'm a fair weather fan.
I'm not a sports fan at all.
You've never been a sports fan.
I don't get the allure of professional sports.
Have you gambled on sports before?
No, only horses.
Well, maybe that's why.
Only horses. That and I've been involved with professional wrestling. Is that considered a sport?
I don't believe that professional wrestling is a sport.
It's considered
entertainment.
Okay.
Yes.
Here's the reason I ask. There's this really absurd story in the Rocky Mountain News, and anybody's open to want to comment on this at 303-713-7600. Some members of a softball team are claiming they were roughed up Tuesday night by sheriff's deputies who were called to a game that got out of hand. David Wallace, a player for the All Up and Ya, said a member of the team had called the sheriff's office to report an assault on one of its players as members of JR's Sports Drive It, whom they were playing against, by a member of JR's Sports Drive It, who they're playing against. And what I was most shocked about, Wallace said, was that by the time the thing ended, there were about 40 officers from different agencies. The evening began to turn sour at the softball county or country at 2101 West 64th Avenue. In the first inning of the game, after an all-up-in-ya player drove a ball off a pitcher's shin, Wallace says the teams got into verbal arguments, and at one point players from both teams filled the diamond. Well, what is this all about?
I mean,
are you supposed to play softball as like a, isn't that supposed to be like a recreational thing? That you're supposed to do it like for fun?
Well, people want to win. That's the thing. I mean, winning is more important than fun in sports, isn't it?
No, I mean, what does it say about the world we live in here? What does it say about the country we live in? The players in the teams range from age 23 to 31.
I guess we haven't learned the lessons of sportsmanship and fair play. I mean, it seems like what you're supposed to learn from sports is that how to lose graciously, how to play as a good team member and all those types of things. But maybe we're just too engrossed in the egotistical aspects of winning. There's an awful lot of violence in sports.
Is the violence the draw to sports?
I think in many respects it is, as particularly sports like hockey. And obviously we have, professional boxing. And violence is an aspect of, American life.
Wait a minute, you're almost going to say violence is an aspect of human nature.
Well, it is.
Do you believe that?
Absolutely I do.
Yeah, I do too.
There's no doubt about it. And sports maybe is a nonviolent way for us to express our violent nature.
But I don't understand sports at all. Most people I run into that are in sports are morons.
Well, there's an awful lot of people that are involved in sports that aren't morons. I mean, surely you know that, at least in your head.
Well, I'd like to believe that.
Yeah. But there's a lot.
But you read stories like this. I mean, what? You can't get together and play softball without getting into an argument, like about a softball. Softball is like something you played in high school.
Well,
it's like a kid's game.
People get in argument over lesser things. Road rage. I mean, people are ready to get into arguments.
Well, you know what? I've never understood road rage either.
I never have either.
Have you ever been involved in a road rage incident?
I have, unfortunately.
Have you really? Seriously?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
No, come on.
Well, I've had people take out a wrench and whack my car while driving. I don't know if you call that road rage.
That's road rage.
Yeah,
really? Seriously?
Yeah, seriously. And I honestly think it was just, pranks, kids playing pranks. But definitely he's out there. In fact, my wife and I were driving home yesterday, and we saw a fella just zoom by an old lady and flip her the bird. It was really nasty to see. It made us both really sad. It ruined our day, actually.
Well, I don't know what the attraction is to this kind of behavior and this kind of sports. I don't know what the attraction is to sports. And I guess I should backpedal and say that not all people who play sports are morons. But you know what? The professional sports games that I've been to in my life, and the sports that I've seen, and these stories that keep showing up about the players and the fans, they're all like idiots.
What about the Olympics? Do the Olympics turn you off? Or is that a different league?
I'm not drawn to the Olympics.
You're
either.
Not drawn to the Olympics.
No, are you?
I am drawn to the Olympics. I think the Olympics actually do exemplify what's best or what's good about sports. The spirit of camaraderie, the non-politicalization
cheating.
Aspect. Yeah, cheating, unfortunately. Yeah, there's a lot of nasty parts about sports. You're right. A lot of nasty parts. I mean, not even getting into the steroids and all that stuff.
Okay, well then what? All right, then if there are a lot of intelligent people involved in sports, what's the draw to sports?
I think it makes you feel like a winner. You're able to participate in victory. I think that's the biggest draw.
All right, 7:32, 28 minutes in front of 8. Amelia, you're
yes.
a sports fan.
No.
You're not?
Not at all.
Oh, I always thought you were.
Why is that?
I don't know, because you just always seem to me to be a sports-type person. But, I guess I should retract what I said about all people, being who are involved in sports are morons, but you hear these stories like the softball thing. I mean, these stories, you always hear these stories, these players getting into trouble and all this. And what is the attraction to sports? I don't get what the attraction is. Do you get what the attraction is, Amy?
You know, I've never understood going to a stadium and watching a big sporting event or sitting at home on your couch. I've always thought that it would be more fun to get out there and play it yourself. So if you're actually involved in it, that's one thing. But the whole thing of just sitting there watching other people play, just I can't even begin to comprehend where that comes from.
And this country is way too hung up on sports, too.
Yeah.
It's an enormous part of our economy, even.
I know it.
I think it's right behind porn. No, seriously, it is.
It probably is. I don't know. Maybe we'll get callers here who will explain it. So you're as clueless as I am about it, right, Amelia?
Yeah, I mean, I don't understand it. I've never been part of a softball league or anything like that. I've been invited, but I always felt like I had better
God,
things
I was,
to do.
You know, I've been on a couple of station softball leagues. Oh, Lord. We had this guy who was the mail runner named Julio, who once drove the van over all the equipment because he was drunk. I mean, you know, just no good things have happened when it comes to that kind of stuff. All right, what's the traffic look like this morning?
Well, first, I wanted to invite you to get a new song stuck in your head.
Oh, yeah? What song?
Great.
Yeah, go ahead, Turk.
What song is it? Turk doesn't have it. Yeah! Oh, yeah, this one will get stuck in your head easily.
This one's been stuck in my head for weeks.
This reminds me of Top 40 Radio. 7:34 on the Q. Doesn't it remind you of Top 40 Radio?
Yeah, but it's pretty fun, though.
7:34 on the Q. You'd be calling number 15 on the Q line now. We'll be off the repair tickets to the Hot Rod event coming up this weekend at the Sports Center. See, big, you know, that's what this reminds me of. Caller number 1023 will win a brand new Cobra Mustang on Q105. Ah! Sort of reminds me of screaming disc jockeys. Okay, I think you should read the traffic to this.
Okay. You know, we cut these traffic beds so long ago, but I like having them back. It's pretty nice. We still do have a pretty appropriate song, actually. Got a westbound Highway 36 crash just east of Sheridan. We're backed up now all the way from Pecos. The left-hand lane is completely tied up. Got three cars here as well as insulation spread across the highway, and that is just a nightmare of a drive out of Denver heading into Westminster and Boulder. So the rest of the drive also jam-packed. Westbound I-76 is now thick at 74th Avenue. Westbound C-470 is also jamming at I-70. And across southbound I-225, we have a fender bender on the left-hand shoulder just after Yosemite. So you've got an even tougher commute making your way into the tech center. Today's forecast calls for highs in the low 80s. We do have a chance for some severe weather later on this afternoon. And currently we're at 63 degrees in Denver. I'm Amelia Earhart with your AM 760 Progressive Traffic.
Get away this weekend for a real Colorado vacation. The Crusty Bar Trout Ranch offers the finest wild trout fishing from four crystal clear lakes near the spectacular Sangre de Cristos. Bring the whole family and stay in a cabin or at the RV parking campground. Go hiking, mountain biking, and the staff can also arrange horseback riding, whitewater rafting, and jeep tours. It's a Rocky Mountain family adventure at the Crusty Bar Trout Ranch, 1 hour southwest of Colorado Springs. For more information, call 1-800-453-4379.
You can shmush a tomato into your nose. You can shmush sand between your toes. You can shmush your tube of toothpaste. Or shmush some wine around your buds of taste. You can shmush a ripe banana or the bayou mud in Louisiana. You can shmush an orange into juice. And you can tell I'm no Dr. Seuss. But the very worst thing to shmush by far is when you go and shmush your car. And I know most people will agree.
You shmush your car? It's Professional Auto Body.
Call Professional Auto Body and get your free schmushed car benefits, including free no-obligation mobile estimating at your home or work, free new car rentals during repairs, free financing on deductibles, cashback deductible rebates up to $500, and a whole lot more. Professional Auto Body, recommended by troubleshooter Tom Martino and approved by every insurance company, and all work includes a lifetime warranty. From sensational schmushes to simple scratches, call Professional Auto Body today at 561-FREE, 561-FREE.
On Online advertising spending is expected to grow drastically in 2006 as more companies realize that internet advertising can be effective and affordable. Thousands of people are online listening to this station and others with their computers right now. Find out how you can get your message in front of this audience for as little as $2 a commercial. Give us a call and find out if internet advertising can make your business money. Call 303-713-8318. That's 303-713-8318.
Have you ever thought you'd like to buy and sell houses but didn't know how or where to get the money? Are you ready for a real home-based business that can get you out of the rat race and into financial freedom? Hi, this is Dolph DeRoos. I bought my first property at 17 without a penny to my name, and since then I've made millions in real estate. I have engineered a proven system to real estate buying that will show you how to buy money-generating properties so you'll never have to work again. Let me show you how you can get started right now. With my techniques, you can learn the secrets for spotting deals that come along on average once a week and pick up plenty of homes that generate lots of cash and become rich, very rich. Call 1-800-500-1093 anytime, 24 hours a day, and I'll send you a free tape that explains how easy it is. Instead of just making a living, let me show you how to make real money. Call 1-800-500-1093 and get your life back. Again, that's 1-800-500-1093.
Dave Marvin on AM 760, Progressive Talk.
All right, a little baseball music. 7:39, 39 minutes past the hour. Jay and Todd here at AM 760, Progressive Talk, High Today 78. And to talk about the story in the Rocky Mountain News, softball players claim deputies roughed up after game. Authorities were called to investigate an out-of-control game. What gives with sports fans and people who play softball?
They care. That's why they get in trouble.
I don't know. Here's something, before we take more calls, here's something else. You've been to Little League games, too, and seen parents get out of control? Little League games?
Now, that's a serious thing to talk
about. All right. What is that about?
I think a lot of times it can be about parents wanting to win through their kids and putting a lot of pressure on their kids. You know, my mom took me out of basketball because she was so bummed at the intensity that the other parents had to make their kids be the best.
I mean, how do you teach your kids to be civilized and to have good sportsmanship and all that stuff when you go down to the field and act a fool?
Hallelujah. That's what, as I said earlier, that's what I would like to think that we should be learning from sports are the social virtues that sports can teach us.
Okay, so then we got to figure out how to do that. Here's Marshall in Arvada. Marshall, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Hey, Jay. How's it going?
Hey, Marshall. How are you?
I'm doing all right. You said that all people that play sports are morons.
They come across as morons to me.
Well, but then you cite all these cases where people are drunk and they happen to be playing sports. So maybe the problem is that they're drunk, not that they're playing sports. Because I guarantee there's just as many stupid drunk people going to concerts that there are stupid drunk people doing all kinds of activities across the metro area. And I think the problem is that people are getting drunk and stupid, not that they're playing sports.
Well, they do, like, really ridiculous things, like paint their faces. Like when I worked in Milwaukee at WTMJ, like standing in the wintertime in Lambeau Field where it's like 40 below zero trying to eat a frozen brat.
I can say the same thing about a mosh pit. I mean, what's the point of that?
Don't change the subject. We're not talking about mosh pits. We're talking about sports. What is the point behind sitting around and doing that kind of conduct?
Well, there's stupid people everywhere, and they're doing various activities. It's not about sports. Sports provides values. It provides structure for kids. It provides them, you know, a way to learn how to interact with other youth. And even, you know, I'm in a men's league. I play ice hockey up at, you know, the ice center. I mean, it's about exercising. It's about doing, you know, stuff that's good for you. But there's stupid people doing activities all over, and you can't just pin that on sports.
Yeah, it's about, like, people like Barry Bonds, right?
Whatever. What about Kurt Cobain? I mean, come on, man. That's just, there's stupid people doing stupid stuff all over the place, and you can't just pin that on sports.
And I just don't understand. I don't understand the draw to sports. What is the draw to sports?
My draw to sports, I get exercise. I get to, you know, hang out with other people that are like-minded to me. You know, in a team sport, you know, you get to, you know, realize how you interact with other people and work on, you know, those skills that you need. Because, you know, when you're at your job, you have to interact with other people also, and you have to work effectively with them.
I agree with you, Marshall, just so you know. Jay does too, secretly.
Jay doesn't agree, because I don't understand. Like, when you're talking about interacting with other people, like these softball players who got like in a fight over a ball off a shin?
I guarantee you someone was drinking at that game. And I think that's the problem, is people getting drunk and stupid and doing whatever activity they feel they need to do. And I think they need to learn to control themselves and not drink so much that they do stupid stuff.
All right, so should we ban alcohol from sporting events, all sporting events?
We should ban people that can't control themselves. That's who we should ban. I don't know how you want to go about that.
Well, wait a minute. How can you predetermine whether somebody can control themselves or not? like get a DNA scan or something?
I don't know. I just know that sports has provided value to me. I played sports all through my youth, and I think it helped me, you know. I don't consider myself a moron, and it provided...
Well, I don't consider you a moron either.
And so I think it's more, there's stupid people doing stupid stuff, you know, whatever activity it is. And you, I mean, that's the problem. It's the stupid people, not the activities they're doing.
With the coolers and the whole, you know...
What do you got against coolers?
You know, the whole culture is like, you know... Sitting around in the parking lot in your folding chair with that whole shtick going on there. What is that all about?
It brings people together. Sports brings people together. It creates a sense of community.
You think it creates a sense of community or creates a sense of disharmony amongst the community?
Well, I mean, as far as professional sports go, I think, you know, some, you know, organizations have given it a bad rap, because I don't think we should be spending our tax dollars on sports teams. That's just retarded. But I mean, you look at the Pepsi Center. They put that up with their own money. I think that provides a definite value to the community, and they did it all by themselves. It's a business, the way it should be ran. But we have other teams in this city that seem to think they need a handout from us.
Yes, and isn't that corporate welfare?
That's absolutely corporate welfare. That's blackmail. That's basically what they said. They said, hey, we're going to leave unless you do this for us. And then, you know, giggle, 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 ha, ha.
Yeah, I remember when the Bears did that in Chicago. I got on the air and said, good, go play in Gary, Indiana, and see what happens.
Well, we would have had another team here. I mean, they're not going to let a major metro area like this go without an NFL team. But, you know, they work the system. It's all about power. It's all about, you know, who you know, not what you know.
You got it. Hey, Marshall, you're one of my favorite people. Glad you called.
Thanks,
Marshall.
Talk to you. All right, let's go to Joe in Denver. Joe, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Good morning, Jay.
Hey, Joe.
Hey, you know, I think this softball incident you brought up is really the rare exception rather than the rule. You know, softball is played all the time everywhere, you know, and we bring up this one incident. I think that's kind of...
But these happen. They show up in the newspapers all the time. There's people who go to these softball games and regular baseball games and stuff, and sit there and get drunk and get rowdy and are uncool.
Yeah, I still think that's really the exception. You know, I mean, I think there's just as many morons that don't play sports as there are that play sports.
I mean, the last time I went to a sporting event, the guy spilled beer on me. How nice! Well, that was really nice.
Yeah, well, you know, I've had that happen just walking downtown or in a bar. It happens.
What, you had a guy, what, you walk, all right, wait a minute. Walking downtown, you had a guy spill beer on you?
Not just walking.
All right, be more specific.
Again, one of the festivals where people are gathered, okay? As far as the draw to sports, you know, I think a lot of it has to do with, just like you go to a play or watch a movie, you appreciate a good performance. You appreciate people putting forth an effort to do something. People go and watch football, baseball. I'm not a big person on watching events and sports. I like playing them. But you appreciate a good performance. And I think the draw to people playing sports, I played rugby for 12 years. I played hockey. I'm a chemist. I think those of us that play, I mean, when we get together, our mental and physical health is important to us. We want to stay in shape. We don't want to be, you know, fat and lazy and sitting around. I mean, some people can't play, but they want to engage and take care of themselves.
Well, you can do that through exercise.
Well,
sports is a great exercise, though, my friend.
Well, yes, sport is a great exercise. You're active. You're doing something. You know, I'm a little concerned with what they now call a sport. I mean, to me, poker is a sport like Salvation Army bell ringers are musicians.
Yeah.
I mean, let's get serious here.
Well, poker is a sport, isn't
it? It's a game. Poker's a game, not a sport.
All right, what about these parents? What about these parents who go overboard at these Little League games, too? Man, I've seen enough of that to hold me for a lifetime.
Well, I think that's just a matter of there's some people that just shouldn't be parents.
Is it that, or is the sports bring out the worst in them?
I think sports brings out the worst in some people and brings out the best in others.
I think you're right. Well said.
You can't make a general rule like that. You know, it's kind of like saying everybody that drives SUVs are oil mongers. I mean,
well, they are,
you know,
aren't they?
You know, I mean, I have that balance. I got the SUV and I've got a bike.
Yeah, well, you know what, Joe?
But you know,
you're an okay guy, though.
You just got to, you know, you got to look at it in perspective. You know?
I don't know, man. I just don't even see the allure to any of it. But you know what?
But I've heard you say that a lot, Jay. And I don't know what to do to help you.
I don't need help. I just don't get it. I don't need help. I just don't get it.
Well, I don't know.
If we made poker a sport,
there
we go. Now we're hearing it. Jay is a poker player.
No, I'm not a poker player. I play roulette.
Yeah,
maybe what I need to do is shoot steroids. Maybe that would help me out.
Oh, come on. I think, you know, you're going, my God, you're sounding like a Republican, Jay.
Oh, God, that's really below the belt. I'll accept anything out of you, Joe, but that.
Oh, you know what I'm saying? You know, going to those extremes like that. I mean, there's a lot of people out there that play baseball most people that play sports, professional, amateur, I don't believe they do drugs. I think, by and large, people they want to win, and they want to win honestly, and they're willing to lose honestly.
All right, Joe. You're the best, man. Thank you, Joe. I appreciate the call. Hope you have a great day.
You too.
Okay, see you later. 7:49. It's 11 minutes in front of 8 o'clock. Jay and Todd here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. More of the show coming up here. Don't run off, and we'll see if we can see if you can talk me out of my feeling about sports. Turk, who's a big sports fan, a big jock, is now personally disappointed in me and is in there sulking and is now totally depressed. So I'll have to get him an appointment with my psychiatrist to see if they can give him some meds to stabilize his emotional mood. Oh, what's wrong? Somebody knocked your baseball game? Huh? You know?
They spilled a beer on me. Where?
Yeah, that's right. Well, it wasn't very cool. And then they were also talking in my face. What is that about drugs? About, hey, man. And, you know, breathing all over you and everything. What I should have done was I should have lit a match and just blown up a half of a mile-high field. That's what I should have done. Disgusting pigs.
AM 760. Progressive traffic.
Big tie-up this morning lies along the Boulder Turnpike. Westbound, just east of Sheridan, we still have backups all the way from Pecos due to a three-car crash in that left-hand lane right at Sheridan. So do watch for heavy delays making your way out of Denver into Westminster as well as Boulder. And again, those eastbound lanes are jamming just slightly on the approach to the wreck, but you also have that usual buildup that begins at Federal all the way down on that approach to the I-25 interchange. Across eastbound I-70, do watch for a minor crash right at Peoria on the right-hand shoulder. We're backed up from I-270 here because of two cars tangled up in this wreck. Now, as you make your way across southbound 225 out of Aurora into the Tech Center, watch for a two-car crash on the left shoulder at Yosemite with jamming just north of the wreck. Today's forecast calls for highs in the low 80s. Currently, we're at 63 in Denver. I'm Amelia Earhart with your AM 760 Progressive Traffic.
Toyota owners need tires? Your Toyota dealer is the best place to get them. This month, get a $50 gas card with the purchase of any four new tires at participating Denver Metro Toyota Service Centers. Offer expires June 30th. Visit ToyotaOwnersOnline.com for details.
Go into the chapel and gonna get married.
Weddings are for everyone this weekend. This Sunday from 10 to 5, visit the AM 760 booth at Pride Fest. Smile for the camera and get your free same-sex wedding picture. Find all the details on am760.net. It's Pride, not Prejudice, with AM 760 Progressive Talk.
The Army National Guard.
I'm Lisa Mendez. Being in the National Guard and having a community to protect is a great feeling. There's actually two reasons that I joined. One is because of the great benefits. Then I also joined because of my family. I'm defending my country. They will teach you to be a stronger person, and that's one reason I joined. Hear the story about how the National Guard has changed my life at 1-800-GO-GUARD.com.
Sponsored by the Colorado National Guard, aired by the Colorado Broadcasters Association and this station.
I don't think I'm being difficult. I just want my new home to say certain things about me. That's all. Like, what a fascinating person you are. Or, my, what a big kitchen island you have. Or maybe, look at that built-in tech area for the kids. You must be a wonderful mother. You know, that sort of thing.
Your home says a lot about you. Make sure it says all the right things. At John Lang Homes, we have a wide range of thoughtful new designs that will speak volumes about your practical nature and your good taste. They also say something important about us. Because we're a private company, we can choose to build a few hundred homes a year instead of a few thousand like larger publicly held builders, which means we can give more personal attention to you. Come see us in Stapleton, Brighton, and Erie, where you'll find thoughtful home designs from the low 200s to the mid 500s. For more details, visit us at johnlanghomes.com. That's Lang, spelled L-A-I-N-G.
Top three reasons I'm painting before my family comes next weekend. Number three, my daughter just learned how to write her name. Everywhere. Number two, 9 nail holes later, my husband finally got the painting hung. And number one, I'll save at least $5 on paint.
Right now, get $5 off 1 gallon cans and $20 off 5 gallon buckets of Glidden Evermore paint. Only at the Home Depot. You can do it. We can help. Offer valid through July 4th by manufacturer mail-in rebate and U.S. only. See store for details.
Yeah. I did it again. I started to cook, but then I recalled, oh yeah, I cannot cook. So, oh, I called Applebee's, got car side to go.
Side to go. You call it in, we bring it out at participating locations.
Oops, I did it again.
What? You're starting to cook.
I can't cook.
I know, that's what I'm saying.
It's hard to be an old house person in a new house world. You hear about all the modern conveniences, like water pressure and closet space, but you just can't get past how new homes look. Your finely tuned style antenna won't permit it. You see a new home and you find yourself thinking, that's funny. Why doesn't the back of the house feel as designed as the front? Did they run out of architecture? It's a real head-scratcher. Maybe we can help. We're McStain Neighborhoods, and we invite you to visit our town and country homes at Stapleton. Spacious family homes with character and water pressure. All new on the inside and fascinating from every side. New homes for people who don't like new homes. The town and country homes at Stapleton, priced from the 400s. Learn more about them and how you could find yourself in one this summer at McStain.com. McStain Neighborhoods. We're on a mission here.
This is Randy Rhodes, and I'm coming up this afternoon. And right now, you got Jay Marvin right here on AM 760 Progressive Talk.
Well, I can see the hate mail pouring in even as I speak. It's 7:56. And we're very, very close to the top of the hour here, so we maybe got time for one more call. 303-713-7600. Talking about these softball players claiming deputies played rough after their game, and about sports in general. Jay Marvin and Big Head Todd.
And Jay thinks that we should get rid of sports.
No, I didn't say that. I just don't see the allure of it.
You don't see the allure of it, but you also don't see the value of it. You're having a hard time finding value in it.
That's right. All right, let's go to Russ on 285. Russ, you're on AM 760. Go ahead.
Hey, Jay. Thanks for taking the call.
Sure.
I've had a pet peeve with sports for decades now. Don't get me wrong. I think that professional sports are great. I don't mind, you know, going to a Rockies game or love the Broncos, especially when they're winning. But I think that the disservice that happens is that people, especially young kids, don't realize that, you know, professional sports really does kind of represent an exclusive elite club that most people just aren't going to be good enough to get into. There's this myth that goes around that, you know, if you just try hard enough, you can become the next John Elway or the next Michael Jordan, you know. And if you just do the math, if they just presented these kids with the math, you figure, you know, how many high schools are there in the country? You know, thousands. How many colleges in the country? Hundreds. How many professional sporting teams are there? You know, usually tens, you know, and at every point there's cuts where people just simply aren't good enough, no matter how hard they try. And the disservice is that they end up screwing up their lives because they pursue some kind of a sports fantasy career instead of a more attainable goal, like being an accountant or being an attorney or you know, just a normal
point.
Job.
Good point. Thank you, Russ. Appreciate the call. We're out of time, but thank you, Russ. Thank you a bunch.
Yeah, but we should encourage people to follow their dreams. What if nobody encouraged me to be a musician? That's pretty high odds, too.
I think people should always be encouraged to follow their dreams.
I agree.
Follow your dreams to the hilt. Be what you can be anything you want to be. Just look at me. I'm living proof. Right? Right.
Right now at Free Wave Horde, get a brand new F-150 or 4x4 Ranger for just $11,900. That's the power of T-Rex. We got no room. For a limited time, get a new F-150 or 4x4 Ranger for the unheard-of price of $11,900. That's brand new, out of the box, for trucks at prices other dealers won't even consider. After rebates, get your new F-150 or 4x4 Ranger for just $11,900. Only at Free Wave Horde. Todd Helton's Ford Team, I-25 in Evans, or online at CheaperFords.com.
Instead of driving on Bike to Work Day, enjoy fitness, fresh air, and freedom from your normal frustrating commute. Plus free food and giveaways at more than 100 metro area breakfast stations. And the chance to win fantastic prizes. Gear up for Bike to Work Day on Wednesday, June 28th. To register yourself or your company for this fun, free event, call the Denver Regional Council of Governments Ride Arrangers Program at 303-458-POOL or visit drcog.org. That's drcog.org today. Bike to Work Day is brought to you by the Denver Regional Council of Governments Ride Arrangers Program, RTD, 9 News, Panera Bread, Noodles & Company, Colorado Athletic Club, Cliff Bar, Comcast, and the Colorado Department of Transportation.
Marvin, Al Franken, Ed Schultz, Randy Rowe, The Majority Report. This is AM 760, Progressive Talk,
KKZN, Morton, Denver, Boulder,
and on AM760.net.
CBS News, I'm Frank Setapani. The war in Afghanistan is heating up, and the latest fighting has claimed the lives of 4 American soldiers. CBS News consultant Jerry Van Dyke.
The war in Afghanistan has picked up considerably. It's not unlike the war in Iraq now, with suicide bombers, as well as increased attacks against military convoys, NATO and U.S. forces throughout the eastern part of Afghanistan as well as in the south.
In Iraq, insurgents have killed 4 Marines and 1 soldier. Here at home, the families of 7 Marines and a Navy man accused of murdering an Iraqi civilian are defending the men. Erica Thomas, the wife of Corporal Trent Thomas, tells the CBS News Early Show her husband is no killer.
It's been a rough 2-3 years for him, but he's a tough guy, and I know we'll get through this.
In Madras, Oregon, it's an ordeal of a different sort for Tava Tucker. She's the sister of Thomas Tucker, one of 2 soldiers kidnapped and killed in Iraq.
In my eyes, my brother knew how to do everything. So, he was my hero.
The Supreme Court could hand down some important decisions at any time now. Live to Washington and CBS News correspondent Barry Bagnetto.
In just a few minutes, Frank, we could know whether enemy combatants can be tried by military tribunals, whether Texas's controversial redistricting scheme stands, whether the nation's toughest campaign finance reform law violates free speech rights. These cases and ones involving workplace discrimination and prisoners' rights are to be decided in the final days of the court's term. In its first year, has this new John Roberts Court made a mark yet? CBS News legal analyst Andrew Cohen?
Usually it takes years and years to make a decent call on that.
Live in Washington, Barry Bagnetto, CBS News.
In Houston, jury selection begins shortly for the retrial of Andrea Yates, the woman who drowned her 5 children in a bathtub.
The defense will try once again and with more fervor to show that Yates has had a long history of psychotic episodes, suffered from postpartum psychosis, and didn't realize it was wrong to drown her children.
CBS's Terry Okita reporting from Houston. Police in Derby, Connecticut are looking for the car thief who made off with a toddler's artificial leg. Lauren Stockmull is just 2. She has Down syndrome and had to have a leg amputated. Her mother, Patty, can't understand how someone could be so cruel.
Why would you take something like that? Like, I don't know if these are kids that, you know, think something like this is funny. But it's appalling.
Time will tell. Time is on your side, time after time. Time out.
Time is the most used noun in the English language. The words year, day, and week also made the Oxford English Corpus List a kind of linguistic hit parade. Some other well-used nouns, person at number 2, man at number 7, and woman at number 14. At number 49, war beat out peace, which didn't even make the top 100. Vicky Barker, CBS News, London.
In early trading, the stock market is giving back some of yesterday's gains. The Dow Industrials down 28 points, NASDAQ down 7. This is CBS News.
You trust your car to take you places this summer. So who do you trust to take care of your car? Sears Auto Centers. Full-service car care, bumper to bumper. From diehard batteries to all the top tire brands, even on Sundays. All backed with a national guarantee of satisfaction. And right now it's our biggest Michelin tire sale of the year, with Michelin tires at the lowest prices of the season. If you're going places this summer, make sure your car is going to the place that protects it best. Sears Auto Centers. See store for guarantee details. Exclusions apply. See LN7806.
Hear that? It's your heart saying, take care of me. Heart-healthy vitamins and aspirin are good for your heart. Now there's something better. New Cardio EA combines a healthy heart vitamin complex with doctor-recommended aspirin in a convenient one-a-day pill. Cardio EA with aspirin reduces your risk of heart attack and stroke and can lower your cholesterol and blood pressure. So, listen to your heart.
Take new Cardio EA with aspirin daily. Available in the vitamin section at stores everywhere.
I'm Tim Lewis with an AM 760 local news update. Colorado's largest fire continuing to burn in Costilla County, growing to 12,000 acres today, but more than 355 firefighters are gaining ground now. The Mato Vega fire is now 30% contained. Some heavy air support will be added today, while 270 homes still remain evacuated. Governor Owens toured the fire lines yesterday and imposed a ban on all open burning and fireworks on all state-owned land. He also ordered 4 National Guard choppers to be made ready for firefighting duties in case they're needed. The governor spoke on fire support used to fight state blazes.
Colorado has 3 single-engine air tankers specifically under contract, 17 specially equipped fire trucks operated by state and local crews that are already pre-positioned across Colorado. Many of them are fighting fires today.
He also signed an order providing $3 million to fight the Mato Vega blaze. That's your AM 760 Progressive Talk News update. I'm Tim Lewis. Now here's Amelia Earhart with AM 760 Progressive Traffic.
Thanks, Tim. We're still looking at jamming across the turnpike this morning due to an earlier accident along westbound Highway 36 just east of Sheridan. We're still backed up all the way from Pecos. Eastbounders are also slowing on the approach to this wreck, as well as just east of here as you make your way towards I-25. The rest of the drive remains heavy and slow this morning. Eastbounders across I-70 are also suffering due to an earlier crash at Peoria with backups to 270. And along southbound 225, we still have a minor crash working on the left-hand shoulder right at Yosemite with backups all the way to Parker Road. Outside of this, eastbound 6th Avenue is jam-packed as you make your way out of Lakewood between Sheridan and I-25. And in the city of Boulder, watch for a pretty major crash at the intersection of Broadway and Baseline. Today's forecast calls for highs in the low 80s and a chance for showers later on today. Currently, we're at 66 degrees in Denver. I'm Amelia Earhart with your AM 760 Progressive Traffic.
It's Shea Homes' 125th anniversary. To celebrate, Shea Homes is offering a limited-time amazing 3.99% fixed 5-year interest rate on select homes. Don't miss this opportunity. For details, visit SheaHomes.com.
Do you need someone in your corner to help you with a real estate problem? Do you feel like you're getting ripped off on a mortgage transaction? Then tune into The Real Estate Advocate, noon to 2 Saturdays, with real estate and mortgage expert Sean Healy of Keller Williams Preferred Realty. Sean is here to help you with all your real estate and mortgage questions. Call him at 303-252-4444. That's 303-252-4444. And tune into The Real Estate Advocate right here, noon to 2 each Saturday.
This is the Jay Marvin Show with Jay Marvin. And today, Big Head Todd on AM 760, Progressive Talk.
Good morning, 8:06, 6 minutes after 8, AM 760, Progressive Talk. High today, 78, partly sunny, thunderstorms. Okay, am I forgiven by everybody now for my tirade against sports, or is everybody going to be mad at me now for the rest of the day?
You might have made a lot of enemies in the metro area, but they'll forgive you.
I hope so. All right. John, have you forgiven me, John?
I forgive you.
You forgive me, John? Thank you, John.
I'm not a moron.
Well, I wouldn't go
See,
that far.
Sports fans can be forgiving. That's the neat thing. You got that going for you.
I wouldn't go that far, John, to say you're not a moron.
We're going to be real guest-like for the next couple of weeks.
You know, you're how do I say this? Your Christmas bulb's not totally lit. What is... I'm sorry. You know what it is? I apologize to everybody who's listening. I'm really having a hard time bearing down this morning.
What do you mean, bearing down?
Well, I'm outraged over everything, but I just don't even know... You know, I can't... There's not enough... Like, I'm really bugged that the Senate rejected the minimum wage.
Yeah, that is an...
You know, I'm bummed about that, but I don't know how to get people to talk about that, because I don't think... I don't know if people are as outraged about that as I am, but the Senate on Wednesday defeated a proposal pushed by Democrats to raise the federal minimum wage increments from $5.15 to $7.25 an hour by January 1st, 2009. The thing hasn't been touched since like 1997. And there's also a report out that CEOs now earn 262 times the pay of an average worker. Now, does anybody think that's right? Do you think that's right?
I don't think anybody thinks that's right.
Well, no, I think there are people out there who think that's right.
Well, they think that they have a right to pursue a job that will give them as much money as they can get. They think that's right, but I don't think that they think it's right that, you know, on average, that that's the case. I mean, certainly there's not a disparity. That can't be a reflection of human value. Certainly the worker isn't worth 275 times less than the CEO.
But that's a, you know, that's...
But that's what we're saying by our...
That's what we're saying, and we're saying that, you know, that that people have to live below the poverty line, and I guess I was just talking about baseball or sports or whatever just to get...
Because you're brokenhearted, as you should be.
To get insulated away, you know, to be diverted away from it, because, I don't know what to say. I don't know what to say to you, and I don't know what to say to the people who are listening to this morning. I don't know what to say... I just don't know what to say. I mean, I don't understand how we can live in this society. I don't get this, where you have that kind of situation where the minimum wage doesn't get raised for, well, 1996. So how many years are we talking about here?
And even then, how much was it raised by? A quarter?
Yeah, and you know, and so people who are, and then we get this whole debate about immigration. Well, and they won't do jobs and blah blah blah.
They won't do the jobs.
You know,
we don't want to do.
You know that we, you know. That we wanted to because they don't pay enough. And you know what? People can't even rally themselves together to pressure their senators. I mean, I sent emails to both Salazar and Allard, both on this, about raising, you know, the minimum wage. I'm not trying to be on the radio and be a whiner or a complainer. I just think, yeah, you know, let me broaden this out. Because I was reading your webpage last night.
Okay.
With your podcast.
Sure.
About Nietzsche.
Yep.
And also the article on Christianity by Spong.
You got it.
85% of the people in this country consider themselves to be Christians.
Mm-hmm. Which is an alarming number anyways. But
all right. Of one denomination or another.
Sure.
What does the Bible have to say about treating the poor?
Well, I think the Bible's pretty unequivocal about our obligation as a society towards the poor. Absolutely. We're supposed to take care of the poor. We're supposed to raise them up. We're supposed to treat them as equals.
All right. So are we practicing what we preach?
Absolutely not. We're not.
All right. Okay, that's number one. Number two. You look around at societies where there are large gaps of haves and have-nots. Is there social tranquility?
Absolutely not. In fact, I would argue that we pay a lot more for the inequality that we create than we would if we would just invest in equality.
Okay, because crime is on the rise in this country now.
Yeah, and huge portions of our urban life are, you know, you don't want to drive there, you don't want to go there, you don't want to live there. They're wastelands. Gary, Indiana, you mentioned that city.
Yeah, Gary's very tough. It's a very, very tough place. You're right.
It's an urban wasteland.
Yeah. I mean, to me, see, none of these things make any sense. I can't logically connect them, and maybe it's because I'm not a person who's that greedy. This whole idea of me, myself, and I have to come first. All right, let's say raising the minimum wage raises the average item in a store by a quarter. That, I'd pay a quarter. Wouldn't you pay a quarter more?
Absolutely, I would pay a quarter more. In fact, I'd pay much more than a quarter to get the wages up. I mean, we should all be paying more for more equality, in my opinion. And I think that if we did that, we'd be investing. By investing in equality, we're going to save a lot more money in the long run. I think we can appeal to just natural human greed to show why it makes sense that we should raise the minimum wage. But you're right. It's something to be brokenhearted about, frustrated about.
It is. And I'm frustrated about it. And, you know, I'm frustrated the way the Democrats are treated about this, because it's like, it's characterized in the news media as, oh, their political move, as if Democrats don't bring this up every single year. And you know what? It's because these senators are in corporate America's pocket.
Unfortunately, I think you're right about that. It's the major corporation that wins when wages are low.
So who can pressure them to do otherwise? We can. And I want to think more of my country. I really do.
So how can we change things? How can we put pressure to change the minimum wage scenario?
Well, it all goes back to the ballot box. I mean, we're going to have to elect different people. We're just going to have to change things.
So we got November.
But how do you vote against the raising of the minimum wage? How do you do that?
I don't know that very many people do vote that way, but it gets slung in with things like, you know, prayer in the schools and flag burning and gay marriage, and that is how they get those agendas reversed.
I mean, how in all good conscience do you vote against the minimum wage?
Maybe some callers can tell you good reasons why to vote against minimum wage.
I mean, I've had people send me ridiculous things like, well, the minimum wage leads to socialism. You know, come on, give me a break. We have socialism in this country now, but it's socialism for the rich.
Tax breaks for oil companies.
Absolutely.
Subsidies for oil companies.
Subsidies for big business. Absolutely. So we've already got socialism in this country.
People don't know what they're talking about when they use that word anyways. That's what they say about everything, right?
Well, socialism! Well, anytime you try to talk about this stuff, they always scream class warfare and red baiting.
Right.
And I see, I want to sweep all of that aside and have a discussion about how somebody who makes $5.15 an hour is supposed to live above the poverty level in this country, which I believe is about, I think it's about $20,000, $15,000, maybe $20,000 a year.
I think it'd be tough to make that at $5.15 an hour or whatever it is right now.
Yeah, exactly. You know?
It'd be tough to rise to the level of poverty working on minimum wage.
It's just so wrong.
It is wrong.
It really is. And I've just been bugged by it all morning. So I guess now at 8:15, 15 minutes after 8, I'm just releasing my frustration. And so I guess sometimes I'm guilty of it's easier to get on the air and do softball than it is to sit there and say, okay, people, this is all right, you know, all right, everybody, this is what we're stuck with. We're stuck with a Senate that can't even raise the minimum wage from $5.15 an hour, couldn't raise it by a dime or 15 cents.
Anything.
Or a quarter, you know? you know, it's ridiculous. It's just frickin' ridiculous. All right, anybody want to talk about this? 303-713-7600, 303-713-7600. I'll take your calls coming up. We'll take your calls. I got to remember to say that. We'll take your calls. Jay and Todd, our last show together until August, because Todd will be out on the road. Oh, and by the way, that also reminds me, we'll tell you here on AM 760 when tickets are available for Big Head Todd and the Monsters for Paramount for New Year's. Because we're all going to go hang out there at New Year's.
I'm Bob Kirkpatrick of Kirkpatrick Remodeling and Home Projects. I've been in the window and remodeling industry for over 35 years. I pride myself on quality work done in a timely manner, no matter how big or small your project. From making your home more accessible for a physically challenged relative to something as small as adding a doggy door for your pet, Kirkpatrick Remodeling and Home Projects is here for you. Call me anytime at 720-529-5442 or look at my work and a list of references online at KirkpatrickWindowsDenver.com.
Live is just jam-packed all the way from 104th Avenue. And again, south of here, you will find additional slowing between 6th Avenue and Colorado Boulevard. Across I-76, westbounders are jamming up at 74th Avenue. And the eastbound lanes of I-70 are also suffering near Peoria due to a crash here with jamming back to I-270. Today's forecast calls for highs in the low 80s. Currently, we're at 66 degrees in Denver. I'm Amelia Earhart with your AM 760 Progressive Traffic.
Regional Air Quality Council urges you to take care of our summer air. You can reduce ozone pollution by refueling your vehicle in the evening on hot summer days and avoiding unnecessary idling when you can. For more information, go to ozoneaware.org.
Everybody hates wasting money, right? Hi, this is Dave Logan. The Regency Bristol Triple Pane Window is one surefire way of saving money on your energy bill every month, up to 47% guaranteed. I put the Regency Bristol Windows in my home for that very reason. Right now, Regency Bristol Windows will give you one free window with every two you buy. Call Regency Bristol Windows, 303-233-0833.
Find out how.
Are you that guy in the neighborhood with that house, with that siding that's chipped and rotting? Come on, your neighbors know you're that guy, and even you can't deny it any longer.
Well, James Hardy is the only smart choice for re-siding. In fact, it's on more than 4 million homes across North America. James Hardy gives you the beauty and character of wood without the problems like warping and rotting, and it resists denting and cracking, unlike vinyl siding. But our siding is only part of the story, because the number one siding manufacturer in the country now installs. So we can offer you a complete solution to your re-siding needs with our very own installation teams. Experienced, caring James Hardy professionals who you can trust to get the job done right.
So call 1-866-3-HARDY today for your free on-site evaluation. And get up to $2,000 off installation when you schedule your re-side by the 4th of July. Some restrictions apply. That's 866-3-HARDIE. Or visit JamesHardySidingCenter.com.
Call James Hardy today. And then tell your neighbor that now he's that guy.
At Einstein Brothers Bagels, we don't think you should ever settle for a routine breakfast sandwich. So let's say you're driving to work holding your fast food egg muffin combo. How do you make it into something worth eating? First, get rid of that spongy egg patty. Just throw it out the window. It's biodegradable. Probably. Replace it with a fluffy bacon and scallion omelet. Next, exchange that bland muffin for a fresh baked challah roll. Peel off the processed cheese, flip it onto the road, and replace it with a layer of real Swiss. Finally, add a spicy chili schmear. So now you've got absolutely nothing you started with. Instead, you're holding the new Spicy Elmo from Einstein Brothers, where we make what just may be the world's greatest breakfast sandwiches. You're probably also holding a littering ticket. Einstein Brothers Bagels. In a world of routine, breakfast should be anything but.
Start your day with a spicy Elmo egg sandwich and a medium cup of darn good coffee. Just $4.59 for a limited time. Only at Einstein Brothers Bagels.
Put on your red, white, and blue and join AM 760 Progressive Talk and the ACLU on Tuesday, July 4th for the 5th annual 4th of July Liberty Run, Walk, and Festival of Rights at Washington Park. It'll be a fun-filled, inspirational event with activities for all ages, plus food, beverages, and more. Join hundreds of others in defending our freedom.
Proceeds benefit the American Civil Liberties Union.
For more information, visit am760.net.
Big Head Todd music here. Dedicated to Todd. You are a rock and roll star, my friend. 8:21, 21 minutes after 8. High today, 78, partly sunny, thunderstorms. Jay Marvin, Big Head Todd, 303-713-7600. We're talking about the Senate's disgusting performance yesterday in defeating and rejecting raising the minimum wage. Let's go to the phones, and we go to Dave in Centennial. Dave, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Morning. How's it going?
Okay, Dave.
It's kind of like, I believe yesterday, didn't they also reject the oversight bill on the contractors in Iraq and Afghanistan?
Yep, they sure did.
See, that answers your question right there. They, like you said, they're in the pocket of corporate America. I mean, before they were telling us for years during the Reagan years, oh, we can't raise the minimum wage, all the small businesses will close. You know, and then you got these neocons going, we need to embrace the immigrants, but you know, if you're the owner, if you're a business owner, you're like, but I save money on them, but I don't like them. You know, there, it's
right.
Funny how we embrace the people that we dislike when it's convenient.
Exactly.
You know, and it just goes in, you know, you've got this administration. Under this administration, we've had faulty voting machines. We've got $9 billion missing in Iraq. We've got secret wiretapping. We've got secret torture prisons overseas. We've got, you know, it just goes on and on. And, you know, when you look at things like the PNAC document, these things was orchestrated. I mean, I know yesterday topic was the 911 conspiracy, but come on now. The way this administration has reacted since then,
well, I
doesn't
think,
it tell
I,
you?
I think all you have to do, though, not to cut you off, but I think all you have to do to trace their behavior is go look at their campaign coffers. Look where their money comes from. Look how much money that Cheney and Bush took from the oil industry.
Well, and then look, like yesterday, we can't have oversight on contractors. That would make too much sense. You know, we're going to allow them instead to keep giving our guys bad water and
because corporate America goes in there and flexes its muscle, and corporate America's muscle,
right.
Until we have public financing of campaigns, we're going to be stuck in this cycle for years to come.
Right.
Until we can eliminate it.
But, I mean, when you something to think about here, and I know you're totally against it, but when you look at the lies and how things have happened since 9/11, these things all go hand in hand. They want the haves and the have-nots.
But
they knew,
you know
they knew
but,
this
but
was
those,
coming.
But
they
you
knew.
Know what? But those lies were going on before 9/11. And this action was going on in this government before 9/11 ever happened. And this action has been going on in this government for a long, long time. This just
right.
didn't happen overnight.
Well, I mean, again, there's so many. I think you should really have a show on the conspiracy thing because there's
no.
I remember Reader's Digest.
No, we're not
Reader's
doing.
Digest,
no, we are not doing the conspiracy thing. Thank you, Dave. I'm not going there. Thank you. Let's go to Jamie in Denver. Jamie, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Good morning, Jay and Todd.
Hi, Jamie.
You were talking earlier about how can a Christian country or people say they're Christian and how can they behave this way, but you think of all the different denominations of Christianity, and one of them that really strikes me is Calvinism. I think we have a very Calvinist perspective when it comes to haves and have-nots. And if you remember from any comparative religion classes, what Calvinism said is that if you're doing well in this life, it's because God smiles on you. And if you're not doing well, it's because you deserve not to be doing well and God doesn't smile on you. And I really think that that's the perspective that these evangelicals have and that that Bush has, that, you know, if you're doing well, it's because you're good in the eyes of God. And if you're not doing well, it's your fault for not doing well.
I agree with you.
Responsibility.
It's unfortunate, though, that it seems as if, to me, that the majority of Christ's teachings are about, for example, blessed are the poor,
yes.
Blessed are the meek. And I agree with you on the Calvinism thing. I just wish that the Christian majority in this country could pay more heed to Jesus' teachings.
Absolutely. Well, I'm Jewish, but it seems to me that the God that these people follow is the God of the Old Testament, not the God of, it's not Jesus. It's really that angry, kind of vengeful God, the God that destroyed Sodom and Gomorrah. It's not Jesus. And, you know, it's just so easy to say you follow Jesus. And that's one of the things that I have so much trouble with Christianity, that as long as you say you take Jesus as your Savior, you're fine. You could be a murderer, but if on your deathbed you say you take Jesus as your Savior,
well,
then you're still
going to heaven. He's supposed to deliver you from sin, right?
I guess so. So then you're not responsible at all.
You're right. And the issue that we need to resurrect is the idea of responsibility.
It's an interesting word to use there.
Yeah. Whether Christian, Jew, or otherwise, we all need to figure out how to get responsibility back in our way of looking at things.
Absolutely. And I think that we need to talk more about deeds than about, you know, what we say we believe. We have to do things that show who we are and not just say what we believe.
How can I would love to get those senators who voted against raising the minimum wage and cross-examine them about this, about whether they're religious or not. I'd like to look at their campaign contributions and see, you know, who they accepted money from and for what reason.
Well, it's just so interesting now how things go, that it just has nothing to do with what we actually do. It's just what we say. And if you look at the whole Republican you know, the whole majority. It's just what they say. Yesterday I was reading something on Daily Coast. It was a diary from Representative Louise Slaughter.
Oh, I read that. Yeah, I saw that.
Yeah, and that they have this emergency discussion on changing the estate tax. Excuse me? It's for 750 families or something. It's just ridiculous that that's what they're spending their time on.
Yeah. That's exactly it. Jamie, thank you. Appreciate the call. Thank you so much. So we have a Calvinistic viewpoint towards wages and towards life.
I think that lady has some good points.
That if God smiles on you, then you deserve to be rich and you should be successful. Yeah. But if God doesn't smile on you,
then you deserve your poverty.
But suppose you walk around and say, what have I done to make God not smile on me?
There you go. Why would God not smile on you? What did you do to deserve the frown?
Yeah. So you're a hardworking person, and you get up every morning, you go to work, you play by the rules, you don't get in trouble, you don't cause anybody any trouble, you bust your butt, you try to be good at what you do. Why doesn't God smile on you?
It just seems to compound the idea of low self-esteem. You know, if you're down, you're going to be beat further down.
Are we injecting too much human? And now we're getting off the subject of the minimum wage. But I got to ask you this: Are we injecting too much human characteristics into God?
Yeah, you know, I think God is brought in far too often in political debate and in ethical debate in this country without anybody really having a very firm idea of what God is. And the idea of God being a person who favors certain people over other people, I think that's counterproductive to everything across the board, especially when regards to human equality and human dignity. But, you know, unfortunately, that's been a tactic that's been used by the right to, I guess, justify these policies of corporate welfare.
Yeah.
You know?
To blame it on God, but I mean, to envision God as being like a human being, a person.
Mm-hmm. That's a very Judeo-Christian concept of God. Yes, that there's a personal God, that God is a person, that He has favorites, that He's a He.
Yeah, why couldn't God be a she?
Well, you know what the astronaut said when he was in space. She is black. Did you see God? Yeah, I saw her. She's black.
Yeah, well, I don't know. I wish God would help us raise the minimum wage. That's what I wish. All right, it's 8:30 on AM 760 Progressive Talk. What do you think God looks like, Amelia?
I don't know. That's a good question.
Do you think God is, you know, looks like man? Do you think God looks like woman? Do you think God looks like...
Well, you know, if there is a God, it... He, she, whatever, would be the most, you know, unbelievably beautiful, bright thing you've probably ever seen. That's all I can imagine. But you can't really picture that, you know? It's one of those things that's beyond comprehension.
So God would be totally unique.
Yeah.
Are you an atheist, Amelia?
I don't want to get into this, Jay. Come on. You put me on the spot so much.
I'm sorry. I'm just trying to include you in the conversation.
I know. I'm still mad about your sassy comment, though.
And if you're
you should be, Amelia. You should be mad.
Oh, come on. And if you're an atheist, they put those ads on TV all the time. If you're an atheist, why would you be ashamed of it?
I'm not an atheist.
I mean, you can tell us if you are or you're not. If you're a godless communist, you know, you can tell us, Amelia.
Stopping right here, Jay.
I mean, you know, you...
I want to learn about all religions. Right now, I'm learning about Buddhism.
If you walk around and say, better red than dead, it's okay with us. we don't mind. Do you sing the Internationale at your apartment? Is that how that works?
Want to come over?
No, I don't think so.
Yeah, exactly. Let me do the traffic.
Okay, go ahead.
Okay. Well, we still do have a couple problems working as this morning's drive thins out. Across the turnpike, though, we are looking much better westbound after an earlier crash at Sheridan had us backed up clear to I-25. But again, both lanes of the highway are reopened. We're seeing some pretty quick improvement as you make your way out of Denver into Westminster. Across C-470, we do have a crash at Highway 285 with backups all the way to Bowles. Two cars here tying up those westbound lanes. Actually, the left-hand lane remains shut down. And also across southbound I-225, we are backed up right between Parker Road and I-25 due to an earlier crash right around DTC on the left-hand shoulder. Today's forecast.
The only number you need to know is 3037 Windows.
Save big on beautiful, energy-efficient windows from American Exteriors. How do we save you so much? We eliminate the middleman. At American Exteriors, you always get the right replacement window at a clear value because we're the manufacturer. Call today and get $19.96 prices.
The only number you
You can shmush a tomato into your nose. You can shmush sand between your toes. You can shmush your tube of toothpaste. Or shmush some wine around your buds of taste. You can shmush a ripe banana or the bayou mud in Louisiana. You can shmush an orange into juice. And you can tell I'm no Dr. Seuss. But the very worst thing to shmush by far is when you go and shmush your car. And I know most people will agree.
You shmush your car? It's Professional Auto Body.
Call Professional Auto Body and get your free schmushed car benefits, including free no-obligation mobile estimating at your home or work, free new car rentals during repairs, free financing on deductibles, cashback deductible rebates up to $500, and a whole lot more. Professional Auto Body, recommended by troubleshooter Tom Martino and approved by every insurance company, and all work includes a lifetime warranty. From sensational schmushes to simple scratches, call Professional Auto Body today at 561-FREE.
Iceland Health Omega 3. Our pharmaceutical grade Omega 3s have twice the power of ordinary fish oil. Iceland Health Omega 3 can help you experience better sleep, memory, and skin, even relief from joint pain.
As a result of taking Iceland Health, my blood pressure has dropped tremendously.
I tell you what, I get up in the morning, I'm moving. I'm no more stiffness, you know, just going.
Find out how to get your free bottle of Omega 3 and feel the difference for yourself. Call 1-800-400-4194. For your free bottle, call 1-800-400-4194. 1-800-400-4194.
Just Brakes.
How much are new brake pads installed?
For $99.88, we'll install pads and shoes at all four wheels and even machine rotors.
All four wheels for $99.88? Why do you do it, Just Brakes?
Just Brakes.
Parts and services cost more. Offer good on most cars and light trucks.
Can't stand George W. Bush. Do Bush-Cheney bumper stickers make you cringe? At All American Vogue, we carry a large selection of anti-Bush magnets, T-shirts, buttons, bumper stickers, dartboards, and a whole lot more. We have great gifts for the politically conscious and unconscious. Come support All American Vogue so that we can continue to support Progressive Talk AM 760. Come see us at 10 South Broadway, one block south of First Avenue at Ellsworth, or call 7 days a week, 303-733-4140.
The Blue List is AM 760's exclusive referral program dedicated to promoting progressive companies locally, like Colorado Landmark Realtors, Bauhaus, and Computer Superheroes. Go to am760.net today and learn about how you can join these progressive companies.
While they're misleading the masses, we're empowering the people. The Jay Marvin Show on AM 760, Progressive Talk.
Oh, here you go. Born under a bad sign.
The cream.
Yeah. 8:35, 25 minutes away from 9. High today, 78, partly sunny with thunderstorms. Jay Marvin, Big Head Todd, our last show together until August. Todd out on the road.
We're rocking this morning, though, Jay.
You think so?
Yeah, you got it going on, man.
All right. Well,
you got the righteous argument.
We're talking about the minimum wage here. Let's go to Scott down in the Delta. Scott, you're on AM 760. Go ahead.
Hey, Jay, how are you doing?
All right.
Do you remember me from Tuesday morning?
Sure.
Scott, the right-wing nut, you know.
Well, I didn't call you a right wing nut.
Yeah, well, yeah, you guys did. That's okay. It's okay. I don't take that as an insult. I heard you guys talking this morning about the minimum wage, and I personally, as a small business owner myself, I did not want to see the minimum wage raised because what that it goes on the same principle as. which I know the left is totally against and doesn't believe in, but it's the same principle as tax cuts stimulate the economy and more business results from it, more. And it's the same with the minimum wage. If you raise the minimum wage, it's just that a small business owner is not going to pay out any more money than he can pay out. What he's going to do instead of hiring five people at above, hire three people at $7.
Well, you know, actually, those studies show that it's just the opposite. Studies show that states that have raised their minimum wage, more jobs have been created, not less. And specifically, one of the states that I can point out is the state of Oregon. And also, their economies have grown because it puts money in people's pockets, and people then turn around and spend that money at other businesses, and those other business owners thrive and grow. So your theory, while it's conventional wisdom at its best, and it's a good GOP corporate-fueled talking point, if you go look at the economic facts point absolutely otherwise. Also, by the way, let me tell you that if you go back and look up both the stock market and also the economy, both have also traditionally done better under Democratic presidents than under Republicans.
Well, I know, but that is I could argue with you on that, but that's...
Well, I mean, you don't have to argue with me on it. All you got to do is go ahead and look it up. Go ahead and look it up. But the point about the minimum wages, if you want to argue that one, then you got to argue with the state of Oregon, and you got to argue with the states that have raised their minimum wages, and they're doing it on a statewide level across the country. And the exact opposite is happening of what you're talking about.
Tell me this, Sue, how many people do you know that are my age, for say, in their 40s, and work for minimum wage? How many people do you know?
I don't know many people who work for minimum wage.
Exactly.
But that doesn't mean that they're not out there, because I don't know them. I don't know a lot of people who have cancer either. I don't know a lot of people who have other problems in life either, but that doesn't mean that they're not out there.
Well, you guys were talking earlier, and that's something that it was really strange to me to hear you guys talking about personal responsibility, because it would seem to me that the right is... That is what we preach, is personal responsibility.
Yeah, that's what you guys try to talk as personal responsibility, but then you turn around and legislation after legislation, and you abrogate that by turning around and going to big corporations and giving them handouts and giving them money, and then trying to obscure it by getting into discussions about whether a man and a man should get married or a woman and a woman should get married, when you're handing out money to people with no-bid contracts, when you're handing out money with women. Let me finish. With these giveaways, I mean, you know, you're not telling the truth.
Well, let me tell you, if you are a 40-year-old man and the only job you can get is something that'll pay you $5.15 an hour, you should be more personally responsible with your own life and make yourself.
Sir, I think that's an enormously irresponsible statement to say. I think there is a very significant amount of people out there who are...
Now, let me finish. If you are so... If your competency level is that you can work at a job, and you're 40 years old, and all you can do is make $5.50 an hour, then you should have done something else with your life instead of ditching classes or whatever you did to drop out of high school, whatever you did to put yourself in that position. It is your fault. Not the government's fault. The government.
I would suggest that that's an enormously irresponsible statement, sir. I think there are a number of very honest people who work very hard who are in a minimum wage situation, and it's not due to their own irresponsibility.
Hey, you want to know something? Hey, you want to know something, Scott? See, I can take that same logic, though, and turn it back around on you. If you're a 43-year-old business owner and you can't afford to pay for quality help, then that's your problem. You should go out of business.
No.
Yeah, I can turn it right back around on you, pal. See, the point is, you cannot
because that's money out of my pocket, and I'm a right-wing nut.
You know what? I don't care whether you're right-wing or not. You claim that if you're a 43-year-old man and that you're making minimum wage, that you should have the personal responsibility to put yourself in a better position. Then I can turn around, and I can say to you that if you're a 43-year-old business owner, and that if you feel like that threatened by the raising of the minimum wage, then you should have put yourself in a better position. It runs both ways, doesn't it?
Yeah, I could, but
now,
I'm
where's
not
your personal responsibility? Well, okay, then you have no personal responsibility, I guess.
It, I don't have, I have responsibility to myself and my family, but
you also have a responsibility to your country.
Not
and your community,
coming from
sir.
Coming from you, that's classic.
Why? Why is that classic coming from me?
Because anyone on the left who talks about responsibility to their country, you can't wait to hear something in the news that where you can exploit it and undermine our president.
You know what? Your head is so far up the right wing media that you can't even draw a breath. Now, now you're accusing me of being unpatriotic. Now,
yes,
you know what? And you know what, something, pal? Let me tell you something. You can't prove that. You can't prove that I'm unpatriotic. You have no way to know whether I'm unpatriotic or not. And I got news for you, my friend, and I'm trying to control my temper. I'm just as patriotic as you are. Perhaps I'm more patriotic than you are. For instance, how much money have you given over the last year to the USO?
The USO?
Yeah, you know what the USO is?
Yeah, dude, my son was in the Army. I told him.
Yeah, how much money have you given to the USO for phone cards in this last year?
My wife ran the church drive at our church.
How much money have you personally given to the USO in the last year to support our troops? How much? Personally, you?
Probably a couple $100.
Okay, you know how much I've given?
How much?
$2,000. Now you apologize.
I'm not going to apologize.
Because my patriotism goes a lot farther than your patriotism does,
you
pal.
You're
not going to sit here with this leftist crap. I'm going to tell you something. I've heard this crap most of my life, and I'll tell you something. I'm fed up with it, and I'm sick of it, and I'm sick of people
weapons
like you pushing me around.
Weapons of mass destruction.
Where are the weapons of mass destruction?
500 were recovered and uncovered.
That's right. And the Dulcifer Commission, the Bush Commission, the Dulcifer Commission indicated that those weapons were spent and destroyed. Your time is up. Boy, see, that's where they go, man. You're unpatriotic. Well, I guess if giving to the USO is unpatriotic, I guess it is. Wave that flag when you got no other place to go, huh, Scott? How do you control your temper with somebody like that?
I don't know, sir, but it's a real... I mean, it seems like they just go for the patriotism thing and all hell breaks.
Patriotism is the last refuge of a scoundrel. I'd like to know what that guy's business is so I can stay away from it.
Well, maybe next time he calls, we could find out.
You know, I'm un-American. See, when it comes to the right wing, Joseph McCarthy has never died. Everybody should remember that. Joseph McCarthy is not dead. He lives on in people like Scott.
AM 760, progressive traffic.
The backups continue to build this morning across westbound C-470. A new crash is now in the works just after Highway 285. We're backed up all the way to Bowles because of this two-car crash. We're also still dealing with major jamming across westbound lanes at the Turnpike because of an earlier wreck east of Sheridan. We're still looking at backups all the way to Pecos. Now along southbound 225, watch for a minor crash on the left-hand shoulder just after Yosemite with jamming back to Parker Road. And also along your Boulder commute, do watch for a pretty bad crash working at Baseline and Broadway. Got two cars tying up this intersection with a power outage in the area as well. Today's forecast calls for highs in the low 80s, and currently we're at 66 degrees in Denver. I'm Amelia Earhart with your AM 760 Progressive Traffic.
Todd Helton says take the freeway to Freeway Ford, and right now get your choice of a brand new out-of-the-box F-150 or 4x4 Ranger for an incredible $11,900. That's right, a brand new truck for $11,900. Don't miss it. Only at Freeway Ford at I-25 in Evans or at CheaperFords.com.
Ladies and gentlemen, Al Franken.
I thought I was alone. I heard this voice. And I looked around with Sylvester Stallone.
Oh.
He said, I understand you went on one of them USO tours. I said, yeah, it was great. He said, well, I was supposed to go, but I didn't. And I said, well, why didn't you go? He said, well, I thought it might be too dangerous. I said, weren't you friggin' Rambo?
Al Franken on AM 760, Progressive Talk.
I'm Mark Major with Aspen Tire, the largest independent Goodyear dealer in Colorado, and I want to make shopping for tires easy for you, folks. Go out, check the competition online, check out DiscountTire.com, check out Walmart, check out Sears, then come visit Aspen Tire. At Aspen Tire, our lowest price is always right there in the computer. We have the best price and the best customer service. And not only are we on Tom Martino's referral list, we run the automotive division for him. Call 888-401-AUTO for the nearest location. That's 888-401-AUT.
I don't think I'm being difficult.
I just want my new home to say certain things about me. That's all. Like, what a fascinating person you are. Or, my, what a big kitchen island you have. Or maybe, look at that built-in tech area for the kids. You must be a wonderful mother. You know, that sort of thing.
Your home says a lot about you. Make sure it says all the right things. At John Lang Homes, we have a wide range of thoughtful new designs that will speak volumes about your practical nature and your good taste. They also say something important about us. Because we're a private company, we can choose to build a few hundred homes a year instead of a few thousand like larger publicly held builders, which means we can give more personal attention to you. Come see us in Stapleton, Brighton, and Erie, where you'll find thoughtful home designs from the low 200s to the mid 500s. For more details, visit us at johnlanghomes.com. That's Lang, spelled L-A-I-N-G.
Let's say you woke up, jumped in the shower, brushed your teeth, hopped in the car, grabbed your everyday drive-thru breakfast sandwich, and hit the office where the boss asked you how you were, and you said, great, but your boss could tell you were lying. Everyone could tell. Your routine turned you into a soulless creature of habit. Einstein Brothers Bagels thinks that's no way to live, so we've created what we believe are the best breakfast sandwiches in the world, like the Spicy Elmo, a fluffy bacon and scallion omelet layered with real Swiss cheese and a spicy chili schmear, all in a fresh-baked hollow roll. So now you can hop in the car, grab a Spicy Elmo, and hit the office, where the boss will come up to you and ask how you are, and you'll say, great, and your boss will see that you truly are great, you're poised for greatness, and he'll shiver in awe and tell you to get back to work. Einstein Brothers Bagels. In a world of routine, breakfast should be anything but.
Start your day with a Spicy Elmo egg sandwich and a medium cup of darn good coffee. Just $4.59 for a limited time. Only at Einstein Brothers Bagels.
Battery trouble? Before battery trouble leaves you stranded, get in the zone. AutoZone. Hot summer weather is murder on your car's battery. And the fact is, if your battery is more than 4 years old, chances are it won't make it through the summer. But AutoZone has quality batteries to fit virtually any car and any budget. So don't get stuck with a dead battery. Pick up a new battery from AutoZone and start strong all year long.
Get in the zone. AutoZone.
Top three reasons I'm painting before my family comes next weekend. Number three, my daughter just learned how to write her name. Everywhere. Number two, 9 nail holes later, my husband finally got the painting hung. And number one, I'll save at least $5 on paint.
Right now, get $5 off 1 gallon cans and $20 off 5 gallon buckets of Glidden Evermore paint. Only at the Home Depot. You can do it. We can help. Offer valid through July 4th by manufacturer mail-in rebate and U.S. only. See store for details.
Attention, all conservatives.
Ah, caught you listening. The J. Marvin Show on AM 760. Progressive Talk.
Good morning, 8:49, 11 minutes in front of 9 o'clock on AM 760, Progressive Talk. High today, 78, partly sunny with thunderstorms. Jay and Big Head Todd. And boy,
we had a moment there.
Well, you know, when you get them and you start arguing with them and you start presenting the points to them and you start presenting the truth to them, then they can't handle it, and then the first thing they do is they pull the Joe McCarthy incident and go after your patriotism.
Yep. But luckily that's over with, and we got a lot of callers on who have some constructive points, it seems like.
Yep, so let's go back to the phones, and we'll go to Steve in Westminster. Steve, you're on AM 760. Good morning. Steve, you there? Oh, looks like Steve took a powder on us. Let's go to Maggie in Denver. Maggie, hi, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Good morning. Jay,
yes.
You are a great patriot.
Thank you.
And the way, just deep breathe, honey. Arm yourself with all those facts. The way to fight fire is with water. Get the facts out. Just keep getting the facts out.
Well, I try.
I know, and I appreciate your patriotism and your job. 2 points I wanted to make. One were, if I were the imperial leader of the United States, like George, I would make the senators work at Walmart for minimum wage to finance their campaigns.
Yeah, it wouldn't be a bad idea.
Wouldn't that be great?
Mm-hmm.
The other point
that's a good idea.
The other point that I really wanted to stress was to not only get the vote out this November to change the dynamic in Washington, but the fact that we have to stress getting a paper ballot. That the Diebold system does not get talked about enough. I honestly believe that we did not elect George Bush the second time either.
Well, you read the Rolling Stone article. They stole the election in Ohio.
Oh, well, no, I knew it was coming, though, because I had heard about this before the election. I didn't read the Rolling Stone article.
You should read it.
Which month?
It's the one with the Chili Peppers on the cover a couple of weeks ago.
Okay. And the third thing I wanted to mention was I'm switching where I'm buying tires because I heard somebody advertised here on Air America, and I think it's very important that we take some lessons from the conservative right as far as strategy goes and support people that will support, really support our country.
I agree.
I live across from a Walmart, right across from a Walmart. I never go there. I just won't go there.
Yeah. I'm the same way. I won't go to Walmart either. All right, Maggie, thank you. Appreciate the call.
I appreciate your job. Thank you.
Okay, you got it.
Bye-bye.
All right. Let's go to Robert in Inglewood. Robert, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
How are you?
Hi.
Yes. Getting to this minimum wage, I wanted to ask you, have you read any editorials in the newspapers or seen any commentary on television about the need to raise the minimum wage?
No, very little.
I haven't seen one. I like to point out an article. What do you... what do you think the average wage is in Denver right now?
I would have no... You know what? I couldn't tell you. I have no idea.
Well, according to the Post this morning, it's $22.75 an hour. I don't know anybody making $22.75 an hour. And my point is that what the mainstream media tells us about wars and missile threats, and they all have an agenda, and it's real clear. But the people in this country, to me, the defining moment, what's happening in politics, was the Dubai ports deal. All the press was in favor of it. All of Congress was in favor of it. And yet it got defeated because the people really raised up and saw through that what a ripoff it was. And I think that's going to happen in November. I mean, it's really easy for you and me and a lot of other progressives to get upset when these right-wing nutcases call in. But we have to keep it in perspective. The reason they're all flying off the handles, they know they're in big trouble. They know they're really going to get trimmed in November. I know so many people who voted for Bush that think that he is a real lowlife right now. So I think that's going to filter into the elections in November. So, you know, try to keep positive about where we're at and try to have a good sense of humor about it.
That's great advice. We got to keep positive. You're right about that. And hopefully you're right. We will win.
What is it about these guys though on the right that when they can't beat you any other way, they got to go for your patriotism?
You know, I'm old enough to remember Joe McCarthy, and Joe McCarthy was backed by the mainstream media that time. Everybody was.
You're right.
Everybody was a communist. If you favored United Nations, you were a communist. If you favored progressive religions or any kind of progressive agenda, you were automatically a communist. Right now, anybody who thinks is automatically labeled by the mainstream media, in that case they called you, as unpatriotic. You know, I'm a Marine veteran. My son's a Marine veteran. I really appreciate the job that Kerry and Murtha are doing in Congress. You know, we all went through combat training and boot camp. We know, all of us, I don't mean to switch subjects on you, we know that we, after 6 months or a year, are ready to go in combat. My question is, when is the Iraqi army going to be ready to go into combat? They've had 3 years to be retrained. I don't think they want to. As long as we're doing the dying, they're never going to step up. That's why I support Kerry. I admire him. I'm glad I voted for him for president. I think he's doing a hell of a good job by bringing this stuff to the forefront.
You know what? I agree 100%. Thank you, Robert.
Thank you,
inspiring call.
Thank you.
That call made me feel better.
Good. We got to get back to the feel better. The world of feeling better.
I just, you know, and I've got tons of books at home on Joe McCarthy.
Well, even the lives that he ruined. The arguments that they've been having over our involvement in Iraq have turned into the patriotism thing, the cut and run comment.
But you know, I'm saying to progressives the same thing I'm saying no more of this. That when they come after your patriotism, that you know what, just go right back after theirs. Because I guarantee you, I've done more than that guy has. I'll stake my life on it. I'm not going to challenge my patriotism, pal. That's like liberals are evil. But you know what? How many liberals died in World War II? trying to stop fascism. How many liberals' names are written on that wall of the wall from Vietnam?
Probably at least half, I'm guessing.
Well, these are things that are never brought up. So, you know, if you're a right-winger out there and, you know, a corporatist out there and you want to play that little card and you want to be, a shill for a corporatist, go ahead. By the way, if you also want to live in a country where the average U.S. worker earns approximately $41,000 a year and the average CEO earns approximately $10.1 million a year, then welcome to it, because that's where you are. That's the kind of country you're living in. I hope you're proud of that. And I hope that guy who called me up, Scott, I hope you're proud of it too. And Scott, you can call back anytime, but you're gonna get the cold shoulder from me every time when you start to challenge my patriotism. And I'll tell you something else. I bet you I earn more than you do too, which also means that I probably pay more in taxes than you do. So would that make me more of a patriot?
I don't think so.
On a dollar scale?
I guess you'd be more of a government supporter. But I don't know if that makes you more of a patriot.
Yeah.
We got to avoid the
All right. The
match of patriotism and keep our eyes on the prize.
Yep, you're right. You know? We got to stay away from that stuff. But we've also got to fight it off when it comes.
Yeah.
Because we're not going through another McCarthyite period again. All right, we're going to talk to Congresswoman Barbara Lee of California's 9th Congressional District coming up. And then open phones and your calls here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. The last show with Jay and Todd until August. You're on AM 760, Progressive Talk.
Do the herbs in Kaito Gold really help you lose weight? Here's an actual customer.
As soon as I started taking them, I stopped gaining weight and started losing weight. I didn't change my diet at all.
And Kaito Gold can help you too, with fiber to absorb fat, nopal cactus to metabolize sugars, and hoodia to suppress your appetite, plus fat-burning agents and vitamins. I'm Tom Martino with this special for you. Buy three bottles, get three free with free shipping. Call 877-500-DIET or 877-500-DIET.com.
Get away this weekend for a real Colorado vacation. The Crosty Bar Trout Ranch offers the finest wild trout fishing from four crystal clear lakes near the spectacular Sangre de Cristos. Bring the whole family and stay in a cabin or at the RV parking campground. Go hiking, mountain biking, and the staff can also arrange horseback riding, whitewater rafting, and jeep tours. It's a Rocky Mountain family adventure at the Crosty Bar Trout Ranch, 1 hour southwest of Colorado Springs. For more information, call 1-800-453-4379.
Nine Brothers, where we make what just may be the world's greatest breakfast sandwiches. You're probably also holding a littering ticket. Einstein Brothers Bagels. In a world of routine, breakfast should be anything but.
Start your day with a spicy Elmo egg sandwich and a medium cup of darn good coffee. Just $4.59 for a limited time. Only at Einstein Brothers Bagels.
Not just talk. This is where progressives come to talk. AKZM Thornton, Denver Boulder.
And online at am760.net.
CBS News, I'm Nick Young. The Senate is poised to vote on a pair of Democratic Iraq resolutions. Get the latest live from CBS News correspondent Bob Fuss on Capitol Hill.
Republicans, with the votes to defeat these two different amendments to start pulling U.S. troops out of Iraq, say the Senate must stand by President Bush. Arizona's John McCain.
We just one choice in Iraq, and that is to see our mission there through to victory.
But Democrat John Kerry says this open-ended commitment is a failure, and it's time for Congress to set a firm deadline to get U.S. troops out of what he sees as a growing civil war.
I think we ought to make policy. We help make policy to put them there. We ought to help make the policy that helps to get them out of there.
Last week, the House held an Iraq debate and adopted a resolution supporting the war. Live on Capitol Hill, Bob Fuss, CBS News.
Late session rulings from the Supreme Court as the justices move toward their summer recess. Live to CBS News correspondent Barry Bagnato.
The court says women who file sex discrimination claims can't be transferred to more physically demanding jobs, even if the pay is the same. This ruling is a victory for a forklift operator who was suspended without pay and then transferred to a job as a railroad yard worker after claiming claiming harassment. The court is denying many longtime illegal immigrants the right to apply for residency after they've been deported but have returned here. And people who say they were coerced into committing crimes have the burden of proving that. Live in Washington, Barry Bagnato, CBS News.
Well, President Bush is in the Hungarian capital to commemorate the 50th anniversary of the Hungarian Revolt.
I'm Peter Mayer in Budapest. President Bush is speaking at a picture postcard setting, the top of the city's famed Galliard Hill. The backdrop for the speech is the dramatic Budapest landscape of church spires and colorful buildings. Boats bob in the Danube near the arched Margit Bridge. The hill, though, has seen a lot of grim Hungarian history going back to the wars in the 1840s, Nazi gunfire in World War II, and Soviet mortar fire during the 1956 revolt.
It's the latest from Al-Qaeda's number two. A videotape of Ayman al-Zawahiri urging Afghans to rise up and kill Americans. CBS News Afghanistan expert Jerry Van Dyke says the audience is more receptive.
They may not love the Taliban, but they want security. They have not gotten it from foreign forces, and the Taliban have taken advantage of that. They're coming back.
Four U.S. soldiers have been killed in a battle with Taliban fighters. Jury selection is underway in Houston at the retrial of Andrea Yates. She's the mother accused of drowning her five children in the family bathtub. Again, her attorneys will use an insanity defense. CBS News legal consultant Andrew Cohen.
Prosecutors want jurors who are skeptical of mental health claims. The defense wants jurors who are sympathetic to the idea of postpartum depression. So jury selection may seem at times more like a medical school class than a pretrial event.
The U.S. must win today's match against Ghana to advance to the next round of the World Cup. At the half, Ghana leads 2-1. On Wall Street, the Dow is down 28, the Nasdaq 14. This is CBS News.
The following is a message from Pfizer.
Dr. Drew Pinsky here on a subject guys hate to talk about, erectile dysfunction. Well, if guys won't even talk about it, how can we doctors treat them? First caller.
Yes, just for the record, I've never personally experienced ED.
Okay.
But were I ever someday to have this issue, I have a prearranged code with my doctor.
You're going to mention some kind of code phrase.
Exactly. One I'm not at liberty to divulge at this point in time.
And you think your doc will remember it?
Well...
Wouldn't it be easier to just take a deep breath and blurt out?
As in, hey doc, I think I might have ED?
Well, yeah.
That wasn't so bad. Thanks.
And we're on the air. If you think you might have ED, your doctor's the one who can help. So blurt, stammer, hammer, haw.
You know the drill. Just a pill to get through the flight. Or maybe a glass of wine. Maybe an antidepressant to help control your anxiety and depression. Maybe a nerve pill here and there just to help you cope. Maybe a drink at night just to take the edge off. And that second drink, well, who's counting? But nobody knows how much you worry, how stressed out you are, how inadequate you feel. Nobody understands the fear you have, the lack of satisfaction in your life, the loneliness. Well, I understand. I've been there. I'm Lucinda Bassett, founder of the Midwest Center. I suffered for over 20 years with anxiety, depression, panic, and stress. Maybe you don't have to depend on medication and alcohol. There's a better, long-lasting, healthy way to help yourself.
Please call right now, and we'll send you a powerful free tape that could change your life. Call 800-446-3886. That's 1-800-446-3886. 1-800-446-3886.
I'm Mike Shanahan of the Denver Broncos. Some things I keep secret, like the running back rotation. Other things I share. For mortgages, go see my friends in American Financing.
Thanks, Coach. This is Damian Maldonado, founder of American Financing. We're locally owned and operated. We have no commission loan officers, so our only job is to get you the best loan possible.
Damian, tell us about the Magic Mortgage.
The Magic Mortgage lets you select the payment that's best for your budget. You can choose a regular payment, interest only, or convert it to a 15-year loan without requalifying. You can change your monthly payment any month or every month. Whether you need a refi or a new home loan, we have the widest range of products.
So you make the call. Tell them Mike Shanahan sent you and your appraisal's free. Make the right move. Call my team of experts at American Financing.
We're redefining how home mortgages are done. Call us now at 303-695-7000. That's 695-7000. Or on the net at AmericanFinancing.net.
We're talking with Paul Dow from Timeshares Only. Paul,
I hear you've just come out with this great new kit that you're giving away?
Yeah, it's called The Top 10 Secrets to Buying and Selling Timeshares, and it's just a phenomenal resource for anybody looking to sell their timeshare.
Well, tell us about it.
Well, first of all, it tells you what your timeshare is really worth.
Uh-huh.
And more importantly, how to sell it for top dollar. Well, there are thousands of people out there just waiting to buy your timeshare. But you sort of need to learn the secrets to getting the most cash for it.
And the kit is free.
Yes, but it's only a limited time offer, so you need to call our toll-free number now, and we'll rush it right out.
Well, sounds like a pretty sweet thing for really anybody who owns a timeshare.
It really is. It could make you thousands of dollars.
Well, okay, the top 10 secrets to buying and selling timeshares. Here's the phone number to call. It's 1-800-422-1482. Again, that's 1-800-422-1482. 1-800-422-1482.
Marvin. And today, Big Head Talk on AM 760, Progressive Talk.
Last hour together on the last J. Marvin, the Big Head Talk show until August. On AM 760, Progressive Talk at 9:06, 6 minutes after 9, because Todd, out on tour starting tomorrow.
I got to support the music. I got to support my rock and roll career.
Yep.
So it's sayonara to J. Marvin for a whole month.
For a whole month. We love having you here.
I love being here. It's been a thrill and an honor to talk to you, Jay. And I'm just looking forward to listening to you on the road.
And I think you've made a, you know, definitely become a regular part of this show.
Well, it's flattering. It's really fun. I'm really happy to be able to be a part of the discussion. I think it's a really super important discussion that, you know, we're fortunate enough to have AM 760 to give us a chance to put out there. And we're fortunate to have listeners that are excited and passionate about changing America.
Yeah. Plus, you know what else I got to say while we wait for Congressman Lee to call back? You're the most positive guy I've met at 4:30 in the morning. I got to tell people that we have this routine that we meet in the parking lot at 4:30, and every morning at 4:30 he says, "Beautiful morning out," and he's in a great mood, and I'm like really grumpy and kind of sleepy. Do we have Congressman Lee on the line? We do. All right, let's say hello to Congressman Lee, Congresswoman. I don't know why I always make that mistake and say Congressman. Congresswoman Barbara Lee. And Congresswoman Lee, good morning and welcome to the program, and it's just a real honor to have you on.
Good morning. It's good to be with you.
Okay, let's. I know you're short on time, so let's get right down to it here. I thought that the Republicans had nixed the idea of closing the door on the establishment of permanent military bases, U.S. military bases in Iraq. What happened to that, and how did you get that reversed?
Well, as you know, I was able to get it in the supplemental bill a couple months ago, and Senator Biden on the House side, and Senator Biden got it in on the Senate side. And unfortunately, when it went to conference, they just took it out. And so I was determined, and I've said this over and over and over again, that every opportunity we have to put it back in, we would do that. Because I think the answer we must, the question we must ask is also in addition to when our troops are coming home, but really if they're coming home at all. So to a great warrior, our person who is on the subcommittee, the defense subcommittee, Congressman Murtha, who has called for redeployment and an effort to move this country in the correct direction on this war, he was able to get it back in to the defense appropriations bill. And one of the far right wingers of the Republican Party, Congressman King out of Iowa, decided that he was going to try to remove it, which to me was downright outrageous, because the majority of the American people do not want a permanent occupation, do not want a permanent military presence in Iraq, and the majority of Iraqis don't want that. So he offered an amendment to take out of the defense appropriations bill the amendment that we've been working on that they took out in conference, saying there should be no funds used to establish permanent military base arrangements. But he called for a recorded vote, and you see that he lost. And so, once again, in a bipartisan way, the House has acted in saying there shall be no permanent military presence, no permanent military bases in Iraq.
Well, God bless you. Now, there's a story going around that Commander Casey is going to call for a modest troop withdrawal from Iraq, maybe one or two brigades. Your comments on that?
Well, quite frankly, I support Congressman Murtha's plan, and that is redeployment when practically possible. I think that over 2,500 of our young men and women have courageously and bravely given their lives, and it's time to end this war. And I think we need to get on with it and bring our troops home. 50,000 to me doesn't seem to be enough, if, you know, to really withdraw. I think that we need to end the war and bring our young men and women home.
Boy, I couldn't agree more. All right, let's switch to a different subject very quickly here. The Voting Rights Act. I don't understand why this is being held up. And there's a quote here on the Houston Chronicle from Representative John Carter, a Republican from Round Rock, who says, "I don't think we have any racial bias in Texas anymore." Do you think this guy's living in the real world?
I think that he really is living in a fantasy world, quite frankly. We've made some progress. Thank God for the Voting Rights Act of 1965. I am from Texas. I'm from El Paso, Texas. And I know, even though my district, and I've been living in California since 1960, discrimination and racism is alive and well in America. And we've made a lot of progress, but there is still much work to do. And the renewal of the provisions of the Voting Rights Act helps us complete the unfinished business of America. So for those who are being disingenuous, this was a bipartisan bill, and it should move forward as it was crafted. The language should hold, and I am very disappointed in the Republicans who are trying to scuttle this effort because...
Why? Why are they sitting on this?
Well, we don't know yet. I think that hopefully their leadership is trying to work it out, but whatever their reasons are, and you need to ask them, because I don't think the country's going to stand for this. The country wants to end discrimination once and for all. And when the people of America find out the Republicans are thwarting an effort that could provide for the full realization of our democratic rights, our democratic principles, I think the people in America are going to be outraged.
One last question back to the Iraqi situation. You know, poll after poll shows that the majority of the American people feel that the war was a mistake. And with the war, with people feeling that way, and I think it's like 56-57%, don't the Republicans in Congress, particularly in the House of Representatives, aren't they way out of step with the American people in their stay the course type of approach that they're taking, and this amendment, this one-sided amendment that they had you guys vote on the other day?
They're way out of step of the with the American people, and I think their day of reckoning will come in November. But let me just say, this war was a mistake. It was based on lies and distortions. We knew there were no weapons of mass destruction in Iraq, and we knew there was no connection between the horrific attacks of 9/11 and Saddam Hussein. This was something that the Republicans and the Bush administration had planned for. Unfortunately, the Congress gave them a blank check early on to wage war in the name of terror anywhere. I voted against that resolution. I was the only one to vote against that resolution right after the terrible day of 9/11. And then they moved forward to do what I worried that they were going to do. And they are doing everything they can in the name of the war on terror to create havoc and more hostilities in the world. Our nation is no safer than it was. In fact, it's in more danger now. We've got to get back to how to solve the problems and the issues of terrorism, because that is a real issue we have to address, but we have to address it smartly. We have to address it in a way that we do not put American troops in danger, nor our country in more danger. And this war has got to end. Until it does, we're going to see, I think, a very unstable situation, not only in the Middle East, but throughout the world.
Well, God bless you, Congresswoman. You're one of the heroes of the Congress, and really appreciate you taking time to be on the program this morning. Really, really do appreciate it. Thank you so very, very much.
Thank you very much, and good talking with you.
Okay, good to talk to you. There's Congressman Barbara Lee. I liked her.
What a great lady.
Yeah.
What an inspiration. She was the only one who voted against our activities out there.
The
only one.
Isn't that great? All right, let's move to open phones here. Our final open phones together, Todd and Jay, until August, 303-713-7600. Anything you want to...
Thousands of people are online listening to this station and others with their computers right now. Find out how to get your message in front of this audience for as little as $2 a commercial. Call 303-713-8318. 303-713-8318.
As a business owner, you know you have a good product or service. And you know if more people knew about it, your business would grow. CustomersAreListening.com makes radio advertising available to anyone who wants to tell more people about their business. That's why we've made advertising on the radio affordable and easy. All you do is visit CustomersAreListening.com and pick from 8 radio stations that you think your customers are listening to. If you're ready to take your business to the next level, visit CustomersAreListening.com.
Hey, how's the wedding planning going?
I'm excited, but the planning is really stressing me out. Between the caterer, florist, and my mother-in-law, I'm completely overwhelmed. And what about the music at the reception?
Whoa! Just breathe, girl. Music is the easiest part. When I got married, I called Tim Nichol Productions, and they did so much to help me out. They know weddings are expensive, and they worked within my budget.
Really?
Oh, yeah. Tim Nichol Productions met with me in person to pick out the music I wanted to hear for my special day. They even worked with my reception location to set up all the details, and they even had karaoke. It was the easiest part of my wedding. You should call Team Nichol Productions now.
What's the number?
720-266-4918.
Call Team Nichol Productions at 720-266-4918 or click on the image in your media player. Let Team Nichol Productions provide the music for your exclusive gathering. Team Nichol Productions, 720-266-4918.
Quality, value, design, innovation, customer satisfaction, strength. At Engel Homes, it's simply better. At Engel Homes, they understand that purchasing a home is one of the biggest decisions you'll ever make. That's why they make it their mission to make this experience the best it can be. From condominiums to townhomes to gorgeous single-family homes, Engel Homes has something perfect for you. Consider McKay Landing, Broomfield's community of choice. Nestled between McKay Lake and a golf course, McKay Landing offers a 16-acre central park area, including a rec center with a swimming pool, playing fields, tot lot and city park, daycare center, and elementary school. With townhome-style living from the upper 100s, single-family homes from the low 300s, and estate homes from the mid-400s, McKay Landing has something for everyone. Visit one of McKay Landing's 10 decorated models today. Would you like to find out more about Engel Homes? Pull up the media player and click on the banner, or visit EngelHomesColorado.com to find out more about McKay Landing. That's ENGLEHomesColorado.com.
May be eligible to participate if they're intolerant or non-responsive to standard therapies. For more information, please call 303-940-0909. 303-940-0909.
The dental office of Dr. Joy Schindler reminds you that during her lifetime, one out of every seven women in the United States is at risk of developing breast cancer. For information about early detection and treatment options, consult your health professional or visit nbcam.org. This is from the dental office of Dr. Joy Schindler on Arapaho Road in Centennial. For appointments, call 798-2305. Making a difference for breast cancer awareness.
Randy Rhodes, today at 4.
Right now, Jay Marvin on AM 760, Progressive Talk.
I'm breaking the rocks in the hot sun. I fought the law and the law won.
Huh? Good music, right?
Law won.
Absolutely. 919, 19 minutes after 9. High today, 78, partly sunny, thunderstorms. Jay and Todd.
We're not encouraging everybody to fight the law, though.
No. We just like
the
song.
But it's a great song, though.
The late Bobby Fuller, found mysteriously in his garage in El Paso, Texas.
Nobody knows why he died.
Nope. Have no idea whether he committed suicide or somebody murdered him. Only hit he ever really had, too.
That's too bad. What a shame.
Yeah.
Think of all the music he could have given us.
I know it.
That's what they always say.
I know. So how do you know he could have given us any at all? This might have been like the only thing. He might have woke up at 3 o'clock in the morning and wrote this one, and then there's like nothing
that
left after
it.
That.
Well, now we'll never know.
You know, you could have one-hit wonder, right?
Yeah.
But now we can immortalize him.
That's right.
Bobby, we're not being disrespectful.
Just think of all the volumes of classics he would have delivered.
And now, KTEL Records presents Bobby Fuller's Four's Greatest Hits, Volume 17.
Yep.
Right?
Oh, well, now we'll never know.
Well,
just like Hendrix, we're not going to know that either.
Well, same thing.
But they got a hell of a band in heaven.
Yeah, that's exactly right. But Hendrix left a lot, though.
He did leave an awful lot of material.
Yeah, he did.
We're glad about that.
I saw him live at the Anaheim Convention Center.
Yeah, you're lucky. I was too young. What, you probably paid $3 to see him, too, for a half-hour show.
I think it was like $8.
Oh, was it?
And he wasn't the only guy on the bill, though. Yeah. The Canned Heat were on the bill, too.
Oh, cool.
So they came on first.
Were they good?
Yeah, they really were.
Going up the country. Yeah. Where do you want to go?
On the road again.
Yep. Little John Lee Hooker ripoff.
Yep. What was the one? What's the one about methamphetamine Annie or something?
I don't recall.
Yeah.
I just remember it's a great album cover, that Canned Heat album cover.
Yeah, it is. Don't you miss the days of album covers?
Oh, yeah. Very much so. They were spectacular. What a thrill. How many records I bought because of the cover, too? That doesn't happen anymore.
Absolutely, 100%.
Yeah.
All right, let's get back to the phones, and we'll go to Bob in Aurora. Bob, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Hey, good morning. Let me get you off the speaker.
Yeah, please do.
Hey, you guys are doing a great job.
Thank you.
Hang in there. I don't know how you do it. I don't think I can put up with that stuff every day. It just gets discouraging. But I'll tell you what, that Scott guy that calls up, that makes it so wild. It makes it so worthwhile. If they are so, the Republicans, the hardliners, the Kool-Aid drinkers, are so bad off that they have to call and chew butt, and then they start yelling about your patriotism. That shows that they're losing. The McCarthys, they're losing. They're scared. They're running scared.
They're getting desperate.
They are. You guys are right. Hey, look at Ed Schultz took off yesterday a little bit about the Democrats because they're out there arguing and they're falling into some traps out there. But I don't think so. I think, you know, why do we have to worry about Karl Rove? There's a guy that brought the presidency down to 28% acceptance.
Well, that's what Alexander Colburn's argument was the other morning, that he's just handed to Bush nothing but disaster.
Oh, that's right. And the Republicans just now wanted to go and stay the course. Let's stay the course. They just voted to stay the course. Now, who's winning in Iraq? Well, Iran is winning in Iraq.
That's true.
Okay, the oil companies are winning in Iraq.
That's true.
And Halliburton and all those other guys, the subcontractors, are winning in Iraq. And is that what Rove means by stay the course? I guess so.
I guess so. More
they're
money
the
for
ones that are, they're the only ones winning.
More money for his corporate buddies.
You got it. That's stay the course. I think Rove is doing us a favor.
Well, I hope you're right. All right. Thanks, Bob.
Sure thing.
Halliburton's winning in Iraq, that's for sure. Their business is up, 600%, I read this morning, something like that?
Yeah. Yeah, I've often wondered, too, about those no-bid contracts.
What's to wonder about when you don't have to bid?
Well, that's what I mean. I mean, how can you give something and you don't bid?
Yeah, that's crony.
Would you do that in your private life?
Absolutely not. I wouldn't.
We go out and look for the best deal,
we
right?
We get three bids for everything. We take the lowest one.
Yeah, exactly.
And usually the lowest one's like half the price of the highest one.
I know. Why doesn't the government do it the same way?
They're not as good as you and me at governing our households.
I guess not. Ron and Cheyenne. Ron, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Hey, good morning, you guys.
Hi.
You know, it's not often I get to talk to rock and rollers. In fact, the last guys I talked to, they're not really rock and rollers. Eric Anderson and John Stewart. You guys probably never heard. Well,
I've heard of John Stewart.
I think you've probably heard of John Stewart. Probably not Eric Anderson, though. He's an old folk hero from way back. And they are two great patriots. Great patriots. And they're so left of center, and they're so real, and they're so down to earth, and their lyrics, they talk, you know, volumes about the people of the United States. Everybody, you know, and that's what America is. That's what you guys are. And I noticed, Jay, that you got some artwork on the net.
Jay's a great artist.
I took most of it down, though.
Well, you need to put it up.
You know, I'm a painter myself. I exhibit down in Denver, and I see that you do. You have a gallery in Denver?
No, the last gallery I had was, I have one in San Diego and one in Chicago, but since I started doing the morning show, I don't have much time to do it anymore, so I kind of stopped doing it, and most of my paintings have been sold.
Well, your prices are cheap.
I know they are. You think they're too cheap?
Well, $300, right?
Yeah.
I mean, mine are a little more expensive than that, but, you know, if you sold them all, then they must be priced right.
No, I didn't sell them all. I just took the artwork down because I got discouraged about it and didn't think it was any good, so I took it off the Internet.
Well, look, you know, I looked at your work, and I think you are a good talk show host. I mean, I've listened to you. I remember when you first got here, not this time, but last time. And you were abrasive and tough and angry.
Yeah,
you were. Well, so was I. same kind of guy. But I can relate to this guy, although I think he's a, you know. But then I was just talking about myself at the same time because you were saying what I needed to say, but I didn't have the mouth. I didn't have the microphone to do it. I guess what I'm calling about is, Todd, what's your last name?
Moore.
Todd Moore. What do you like to be called when you're on the radio?
Well, I get called Big Head Todd or just Todd. Todd Moore. I don't know. I get called a lot of things, but Todd's just fine.
Okay. I'm not comfortable calling you Big Head Todd.
Yeah, fair enough. You can call me Todd.
I'm a product of the 60s and 70s, and yeah, I saw Hendrix, too, down at the Denver Pop Fest.
Sweet!
Yeah, he was. He came on, and he was just warming up. He was just tuning up. We couldn't believe it. If that's tuning up, I can't wait to hear you do something else. But, yeah, it was amazing. And I don't know. I suppose that will you ever play in Wyoming, you think?
I'll let you know if we do. Right now, I don't think we have anything. We go up to Jackson Hole periodically. We were there last year. Yes, sir.
Yeah. Where do you play at there?
Well, we've played a lot of stints at the Mangy Moose, believe it or not.
I believe that.
Had a lot of fun there, too.
Well, you know, Jackson's, it's not what it used to. In fact, I was just talking to people who were from Jackson, sort of from Jackson this morning, from the 60s and 50s, and even Boulder. I mean, everything's just changed so much, but you still get a flavor of Jackson when you
well,
get
hey.
Up there. And,
hey, come on down here and join us for New Year's.
Well, Jay, you know, that sounds like a good idea. You guys throwing a big party?
We're going to go to the Paramount to see Big Head Todd and the Monsters.
Well, see, I just heard that for the first time, so I don't know if you can count on me. I'm a family man. And
we'll get a babysitter for the kids and come on.
It'll be good for your family life.
Yeah, it would be. You're right, it would be. Okay,
hey,
you guys.
Do you have a website so we can look at your paintings?
Yeah, I do.
Oh,
I actually do. It's ronmackintosh.com.
Okay, man, I'm going to check them out.
And I'm down at, should I tell you where I'm hanging?
Yeah, plug your gallery, absolutely.
Okay, I'm down at Sandy Carson, Carson Group on Santa Fe. I think it's 760 Santa Fe Drive.
Oh, I look forward to it.
Yeah.
Awesome.
Well, you know, email me, Jay.
Well, you know what? Email me. Just email me, and I'll look for your email, and then we'll exchange emails.
Okay, what's your email address? I go to the website?
Just go to the website, am760.net.
Okay.
And also, Todd also does artwork, too.
You do?
Yeah.
You guys, you know, this could be fun. Todd, are you on the same I can get you through AM760 or what?
You bet. We'll all connect and
check it out. You're just too nice a guy to be talking like this to the public, but I will. I will look you guys up, and I will give you I'll write you an email today.
All right, Ron. Thanks, man.
Okay, you guys. See
Take care.
Bye-bye.
All right. At least one line open at 303-713-7600. Your art's great.
Us artists got to stick together. Your art is great, too.
People can see your art at... plug the website where people can see your art.
It's www.morephilosophy.blogspot.com.
And they can see your art.
You bet.
And that art's for sale.
It sort of is. Yeah, I'm sort of getting there. You know, I actually have been painting my first paintings in real media this last week.
Oh, have you?
Yeah.
And how are they coming out?
Pretty good, I think. I'm really excited. I've been doing a lot of... I used to do a lot of digital paintings because I couldn't deal with all the
yeah, because you're on
supplies.
Tour on the bus.
But now I've switched over, and I think I'm kind of I'm sunk into real media now.
Oh, is there any chance I can weasel one of those paintings off
bet.
Of you?
You bet. You can commission one.
And hanging in my house?
Oh, yeah.
So I got a ton of artwork in my house.
We'll trade art.
You want to trade art?
Yeah, maybe Roy or Ron. Was it Ron?
Ron.
Maybe he has something he'll trade us. We can all trade.
Okay. We can all switch around. Not a bad idea. All right, coming up at 9:30 here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. Amelia?
Yes?
I'm not going to say anything to make you mad.
Okay.
Have you been mad at me all morning?
No, I have been mad at you.
Turk says you've been mad at me all morning.
I just like to give you a hard time.
He deserves it.
That's what Turk said. Turk said you were mad.
I didn't say anything. Don't put words in my mouth.
Turk's a little drama queen.
Yeah, he is, isn't he? And he's been really like one of these like a little animal that you poke with a pencil and it starts, like, you know, growling at you. I mean, he's been, like, in a really squirrely mood lately. I wonder if, you know, I don't know, what do you think's going on with him?
I don't know. I think he might need some time off. I don't know. Maybe a trip to Vegas.
Ding, 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 ding. I'll always have that one. He likes to create drama, though. Don't you agree?
Sometimes.
Yeah. Are you gonna miss Todd? Because he's going to be gone for a month.
I will. Yes. But I am happy to have you back in August. Right?
Absolutely. I'll be back.
Great.
All right. So I'm not going to hassle you about anything this time around, other than to say that we're very lucky to have you, and show us what the traffic looks like.
Well, thank you, Jay. I appreciate
sure.
that. This morning's drive actually in great shape as we make our way into the midday. Just a bit of leftover slowing across northbound 25 between 225 and Yale. But outside of that, the drive is in great shape with speeds on the high side. We're looking at 60s and 70s along C-470 in Highlands Ranch, 270 in Commerce City, as well as I-70. Pena Boulevard heading out to DIA and also up into the high country for those of you getting out of town early. Today's forecast, we're going to see highs in the lower 80s, and we will have a chance.
Are you spending too much money maintaining your office or home computers? This is John Hogan with PC Answers. Starting at less than $100, a PC Answers technician will come to your home or office and solve all of your computer problems quickly and painlessly.
Call PC Answers today at 303-548-1414 or visit them at PC-Answers.com. That's PC-Answers.com. 303-548-1414. A proud member of Tom Martino's Troubleshooter Network at Troubleshooter.com.
You can shmush a tomato into your nose. You can shmush sand between your toes. You can shmush your tube of toothpaste. Or shmush some wine around your buds of taste. You can shmush a ripe banana or the bayou mud in Louisiana. You can shmush an orange into juice. And you can tell I'm no Dr. Seuss. But the very worst thing to shmush by far is when you go and shmush your car. And I know most people will agree.
You shmush your car? It's Professional Auto Body.
Call Professional Auto Body and get your free schmushed car benefits, including free no-obligation mobile estimating at your home or work, free new car rentals during repairs, free financing on deductibles, cashback deductible rebates up to $500, and a whole lot more. Professional Auto Body, recommended by troubleshooter Tom Martino and approved by every insurance company, and all work includes a lifetime warranty. From sensational schmushes to simple scratches, call Professional Auto Body today at 561-FREE, 561-FREE.
LendingTree.com, where you can choose from up to 4 customized loan offers. 1-800-555-TREE. 1-800-555-TREE. When banks compete, you win. LendingTree.com.
Don't let your car worry you. Get your car to a Brakes Plus Car Care Center today. Hit a curb? Have new tires? Let Brakes Plus perform an all-wheel alignment for only $38 to $48. They do brakes, plus a whole lot more. Visit BrakesPlus.com for locations and money-saving coupons.
Travelocity presents The Roaming Gnome, denouncer of travel myths. Our first myth, the mountains are fun, but my goodness, they're costly.
Oh, please, please. Book a summer mountain retreat on Travelocity and save big.
Myth two, when hiking, leave no trace.
I've left these breadcrumbs to find my way back. Hey, birds, cut it out. Wait. Hansel and Gretel is a hiking guide, isn't it?
Average $220 savings at Travelocity.com/mountain. Travelocity, you'll never roam alone.
Midas has over 3,000. So head to Midas, America's leader in brakes, where you can get lifetime guaranteed brake pads or shoes installed for just $89.95 per axle. You'll never have to buy replacement pads or shoes for as long as you own your car. Midas knows how much you count on your brakes. Be safe. Trust the Midas touch. Additional parts, ceramic pads, and labor extra. See manager for limited guarantee terms. Most vehicles not valid with discount offers. Prices and participation may vary.
Don't miss out on the great summer specials at your Denver metro area Midas. And make sure you check your mailbox or go to Midas.com for even more savings on brake jobs, air conditioning, and maintenance services. Don't trust your vehicle to just anyone. Trust the Midas touch.
Fighting for the little guy. It's the big guy, Jay Marvin, on AM 760, Progressive Talk.
I like coconuts, break them open, they'll smell like a lady's lying in the sun.
What, who's this?
Lift my hand my way.
Widespread panic.
I give a coconut to everyone.
My fingers.
At Red Rocks, right?
No, Friday. Thank you.
3 nights, baby.
Friday, Saturday, and Sunday.
Widespread panic. Tickets still available.
Yeah, tickets still available.
They are not still. They're all sold out.
Tickets still available.
Man, they sold out in like 15 minutes, all three shows.
Tickets still available. 9:35, 25 minutes away from 10 o'clock on AM 760 Progressive Talk. High today, 78. Turk's a Panic fan.
He is.
Huge Panic
fan. And I got to continually be the mediator to keep you guys apart.
I know. What are you going to do when you're gone for a month? What are you going to do? We're going to fight every morning about what music to play.
You're going
to
be locked in a van with Panic.
Oh.
Every day.
Oh.
Till you like it.
No, Brightspot Panic's okay.
They are okay.
All right. They're just not, you know, they're not as good as the Bobby Fuller 4.
Well, but, different strokes.
But they're just not my, you know, cup of tea. All right, let's get back on the phones and go to Nathan in Denver. Nathan, you're on AM 760. Go ahead.
Hi, Jay.
Hi.
And Todd.
Hi, Nathan.
I'm the Minister of Social Responsibility at Jefferson Unitarian Church in Golden. I've emailed you before, but I've never called in before.
Oh, well, it's good to have you on the air.
We have our social action group is very busy right now working on getting signatures for a ballot initiative, the ballot initiative to put the raise of the minimum wage in Colorado.
Ah, good. Good for you.
Up to $6.85 an hour and then indexed for inflation after that. And if Congress isn't going to do it, we need to do it here in Colorado like the other 18 states that have already raised their minimum wage statewide.
That's great. How do people get a hold of these petitions? How do we sign?
If you wanted to find out about it, you could contact the Colorado ACORN office, Ben Hanna at ACORN, and they're on, the contact information is on the web at coacorn.org.
Okay.
And or you could, you know, Google ACORN in Colorado and you'd find it. But they're the organization that's taking the lead on that. We've had them at church on Sunday for people to sign, and then we've got some people taking out the petitions too. But there's going to need to be 68,000 valid signatures by late July. So there's some other groups working on this too, the Colorado Progressive Coalition and AFL-CIO, some other groups trying to get those signatures. But if we do, it'll be on the ballot in the fall.
All right, so for those of us who want to sign, we go to where do we go again on the web?
The ACORN, Colorado ACORN, I think it's www.coacorn.org, or just go to acorn.org, and they have a link to the individual state sites. And they also have information on there about what's happening on the minimum wage in different states.
Don't you think this is a moral issue as rather than a political issue?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, that's part of why we are working on this. We think it's very much a moral issue. One of the things that I was wanting to call about is to point out the contrast between this issue and the estate tax, where you have the same people who are saying that someone who is working full-time and yet is still in poverty because they're working at a minimum wage, that they shouldn't get a raise, are the same people who are saying that if you stand to inherit billions of dollars, that you shouldn't have to pay any tax on that, that you have no responsibility to the common good. And it's that notion of the common good that I think is one of the things we need to uphold again. We need to reinforce that idea in our country that we all benefit from and we all have a responsibility to the common good. And that really means something. None of us is independent economically completely, but people should be rewarded for work. I mean, if you look at the minimum wage and the estate tax, what's coming from the other side on this is the exact opposite of rewarding work. It's about basically setting up an aristocracy of wealth in this country, and that's not what we need. We need to be rebuilding a middle class and a safety net and reinforcing that idea of the common good again, because that's what it's going to take to, you know, to keep our democracy and on the moral issue, the worth and dignity of every person. We need to uphold that. That's what it means to be a good society, what it means to be good people. And I hope that we can move in that direction again.
We agree with you 100%, Nathan. Especially, you know, it's a great point to make that we all benefit when we support the common good. Everybody benefits by a higher minimum wage, not just not just the people who are earning the minimum wage. We all benefit from
absolutely.
That.
Absolutely.
Yeah, you know, very good points. I couldn't have said it better, and I didn't say it. You did. I mean, it's really you're really you know, just a home run call Really, really do appreciate it. Nathan, thank you. Thank you so much for the call. Really appreciate it. Thank you. All right. Boy, he really said it right.
Absolutely. And it's great to see people of faith getting involved on the right side of the issues.
Well, it's a moral issue. It's not a political issue.
It is a moral issue. Absolutely.
You know, I think it's a difference. When you start talking about morals, I mean, it's a moral issue how people live in this country. You know, it's just it's a moral issue. Let's go to Michelle in Denver. Michelle, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Hi, Jay. Hi, Todd.
Hi.
Hi, Michelle.
Hi. You know, I wanted to follow up on your discussion about disparity of wealth, the fact that workers make so much less than CEOs. During our citizen-organized healthcare hearings in Denver in April, one fact that surfaced is that the United Healthcare CEO is worth $1.5 billion in stock options, and that's on top of an $8 million annual salary. I think the 800-pound gorilla in the room that nobody talks about is the fact that one-third of our healthcare dollars don't go to health care, they go to profits.
That's right.
And administrative costs of the private insurers. And there's a report that came out in November to that effect. And that is on our website, healthcareforallcolorado.org, too. But I think the insurance companies are competing on the basis of risk aversion instead of quality health care. So now you have pre-existing conditions. Some of the testimony we had was that a pre-existing condition now is a borderline cholesterol or a benign breast mass, or you know, that any reason that they can find, they will drop you or say that they will exclude, put exclusions into your policy and say they won't cover those things.
They'll jack up your rates.
Oh, the rates have gone up 73% since Bush took office. The monthly premium rates have gone up 73%.
There's a health care crisis in this country. There's no question about it.
It's a crisis, and that's why I'm urging. We've got a report on our website of the hearings, about the hearings, with the main points that came up during the hearings, and I hope folks will go to that and look at it. But I also hope folks will talk to their legislators and take them a copy of some of these studies and reports. The Pew Research did a survey in 2003, and 72% of Americans agree that governments should provide national health care, even if it means repealing the tax cuts that Bush has enacted. So we don't have the megaphone that the insurance industry and the pharmaceutical industry have, so that's why we have to do it grassroots. You know, and each of us talk to our legislators.
Yep, and they're out there every single day paying millions and millions of dollars to lobbyists to battle it.
And to enact subsidies for themselves, like they did with Medicare prescription drug reform.
Right, exactly. Michelle, thank you. Appreciate the call.
Sure, thank you.
Thank you so much.
It's healthcareforallcolorado.org.
Great.
Thanks
great,
so
you
much.
Got it. Thanks.
Thanks.
All right, one line open at 303-713-7600, 943. 17 minutes, I'm sorry, in front of 10 o'clock. Jay Marvin, Big Head Todd, last broadcast until August, the two of us together.
Sir, what would you do without glass?
Well, I'd be picking a lot more bugs out of my teeth.
And you, ma'am?
I'd be able to walk around naked all day. Woo!
What do you like most about glass?
I like how you can see through it.
And you?
I like how it holds beer.
But as everyone knows, glass breaks. And when it does, call Shock Glass at 720-266-4914. They're the insurance specialist and will handle all the paperwork for you. Home, auto, or commercial, when glass breaks, think Shock Glass at 720-266-4914.
Imagine 165,000 people hearing your message for just a buck a spot with no long-term contracts. Now picture an expert writing a commercial for you and professionally producing it at no extra charge. What you're picturing is your business associated with some of the biggest radio stations in Denver. Do you think this is out of your league? Think again. Online advertising is the wave of the future. Are you ready to ride it? Call us now at 303-713-8677. That's 303-713-8677.
And master's degrees for working...
As a business owner, you know you have a good product or service. And you know if more people knew about it, your business would grow. CustomersAreListening.com makes radio advertising available to anyone who wants to tell more people about their business. We believe you shouldn't have to spend hundreds of thousands of dollars to advertise on the radio. That's why we've made advertising on the radio affordable and easy by giving you the chance to shop for radio in a no-pressure environment where you can decide how much you want to spend and where you want to spend it. We keep your costs low by offering a smaller number of commercials and letting you pick the customers that you want to reach. All you do is visit CustomersAreListening.com and pick from 8 radio stations that you think your customers are listening to. If you're ready to take your business to the next level, visit CustomersAreListening.com. That's CustomersAreListening.com.
Okay, for all you people who wear glasses, open your eyes. Your glasses aren't doing jack to improve your natural eyesight. Not one thing. Oh, don't get me wrong. You may be able to see better when you put them on, but glasses are nothing more than a crutch. A momentary patch job on a problem that may actually be improved by you. And I'm not talking about LASIK or some other surgery with people poking around your eyeballs. No, I'm talking about a simple system from Vision Improvement Technology that you can do on your own that just may strengthen your natural eyesight and help you start seeing more clearly. The award-winning doctors who created it believe it can totally eliminate or reduce your dependence on glasses or contacts once and for all. This is for real. It's a real system created by real doctors. But don't take our word for it. Let us send you a free video to see this program firsthand for yourself. A free video just for calling. Call 1-800-774-1451. That's 1-800-774-1451. 1-800-774-1451.
What if I told you that you could learn a new language the same way you learned your first language, with no tedious translation, no useless memorization, and no boring drills? You'd have every right to be skeptical, especially if you struggled with languages in the past. That's why we want to send you a free demo CD-ROM from Rosetta Stone. You'll find out what U.S. diplomats, over 10,000 schools, and NASA already know, that this is the world's fastest, easiest way to learn a new language, guaranteed. Call now to request your free CD-ROM and try it with our compliments. This amazing demo includes 28 languages. Learn a language better than you thought possible and faster than you ever imagined. Call 1-800-332-4694 and we'll rush you the free Rosetta Stone CD-ROM today. Remember, there's no tedious translation, memorization, or drills. Call for your free Rosetta Stone CD-ROM today and see how easy and effective it really is. The number is 1-800-332-4694. That's 1-800-332-4694.
This is Ed Schultz. Keep it locked on to my buddy Jay Marvin, and then stick around for me from 1 to 4 p.m. right here on AM 760 Progressive Talk.
Cover of the Sly and the Family Stone hit, Everyday People. It's a great song. It says it all.
Yeah. Well, I was just waiting for you to say something about it.
I think it could be a progressive mantra. You know, it's about equality, which is what we're talking about. Equality, equal access to health care,
yep.
Equal access to education. Why can't all Americans agree that all Americans should have equal access to health care and education?
I don't know. I don't know why they can't.
If we were to go out into the street and take a poll, I bet you 9 out of 10 people would agree on that.
I think they would agree. I definitely don't understand why people don't see it. 9:49, it's 11 minutes in front of 10, AM 760 Progressive Talk. High today, 78. Big Head Todd, Jay Marvin here. Last broadcast for Big Head Todd until August.
Last 10 minutes or so.
But we'll be hearing from you on the road.
I'm getting a little teary-eyed. These mornings have been great. They've made my life. It's been a blast.
It's been great having you here. Well, you'll be back in August.
Yeah, and like I said, I'll call in periodically.
You call from the road?
Yeah, I'll give you updates of how we're doing abroad.
You can also
in other states.
You can also stream the show on the bus, can't you?
Yes, I can. I have internet on the bus.
So you can listen.
Absolutely.
You could do your half of the show from the bus.
Wouldn't that be fun?
I don't know how it worked out. But we could try. Those buses are loud, aren't they?
They are a little bit loud.
How do you sleep in those things when they're that loud?
With your feet first. Always sleep with your feet first. If you get into a bus and you get into a bunk on a bus, your feet go first.
Why is that?
In case there's a wreck, my friend.
Oh, well, we don't want to think about that.
Then your neck isn't the thing that absorbs the shock.
We don't want to think about that.
No. There are a lot stranger ways to die if you're a rock and roll star. Helicopters, airplanes.
We don't want to think about that either. Let's not have this discussion.
Okay.
All right, let's move back to the telephones here, and we will go to Eddie in Littleton. Eddie, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Good morning, and good luck in Las Vegas.
Oh, thank you. I'll need all the help I can get.
You know, I'm glad you turned off the 9/11 conspiracy nutcases, but I think a lot of times when I tune into your show, between that and the George Bush stole the elections, I think I'm listening to Art Bell by mistake. But I think that, you know, that falls along the same category, and I'd like to talk about the Voting Rights Act, because I think it's so easy to get caught up in how could anybody be against the Voting Rights Act or the Americans with Disabilities Act or whatever the name is, rather than really look at the act itself. And a couple of the things that act has promoted is racial gerrymandering, where you see a district that looks like a Rohrbach test, and I think that's one of the things that's prevented turnover in Congress, and I'm against that. The other thing that I'd like to remind you of is how the Democrats screamed when Georgia tried to institute something that said you have to prove who you are when you vote. And they invoked the Voting Rights Act to try to prevent that from occurring in that state. And I think a lot of things have changed in 40 years. And I think the act needs to be looked at and debated. But this mindset that, oh, my God, we can't do that because it's the sacred Voting Rights Act is really closed-minded.
Yeah, but also the mindset of we're going to sit on it and not do anything about it is also closed-minded as well. Everything that is around, when you talk about a lot, when you talk about 40 years worth of change, everything needs to be changed and streamlined. Everything needs to be worked on. You have to get to those points, and you have to do those things. But you will never get to any of those points, and you'll never get any of that stuff done unless you're willing to debate it. And one of the problems I think that we have under a majority Republican Congress here is that a lot of vital issues that need to be taken care of don't even get to you can't even there's no dialogue. There's no debate about any of it because it gets bottled up.
I think they will be debating this. I think there will be pressure as the act nears complete, or I think it's 2007 is when it's up for expiration. But do you think that 9 states should be singled out for oversight the way they were back in 1960?
I think if there's proof that there's problems,
you
yes,
think
I think there
is?
Should be.
Anything to support that?
I think that, no, I said I think if there is, I think they should go in and look at that, whether there are problems in Alabama, Georgia, Louisiana, Mississippi, South Carolina, Virginia, Texas, Arizona, Alaska. I can only tell you from my experience in Mississippi, in which I have family, that yes, I believe that there are problems there. I believe that there are voter suppression problems when it comes to minority communities, voter suppression moves by the GOP. That I believe with my heart and soul.
Do you believe that showing a valid ID and who you are is voter suppression?
Well, I don't think that just showing a valid idea about who you are is voter suppression, but I think enacting what Blackwell tried to do in the state of Ohio, I believe is either he tried to do it in Ohio or it was done maybe in Georgia where you had to show a birth certificate, I think is voter suppression. Yeah, do you carry your birth certificate around?
They were challenging voters, and
no,
if they didn't register before the election. That was one of the things that they were asking for.
I think that's unreasonable. I think to ask for your
anybody that shows up on election day not being registered. I guess we just take their word for
no,
it.
No, show a driver's license, but not a birth certificate. I mean, do you carry a birth certificate
and
around?
Like there's not illegal driver's license.
Well, I mean, do you carry a birth certificate around? You didn't answer
my
question.
But I registered before the vote.
Well, all right, but
the
point is, most people don't carry their birth certificates around, or there are a lot of people who can't find their birth certificate, so what ends up happening is they get disenfranchised and aren't allowed to vote. Do you think that's fair?
Do you think that you should...
Don't answer a question with an answer. Don't answer,
you think
a,
you
don't answer a question.
Vote?
Don't answer
should
a question with a question.
Vote?
Answer the question that
I
just asked you.
People should register to vote prior to the election with all the
I think they should too, but if they don't,
if they're
but if they don't...
smart enough to do that prior to the election,
well,
they shouldn't be allowed to vote.
Okay,
being
well, then you and I 100% disagree.
Oh, so if you show up and if you have a, you know, who knows where the driver's license came from, you should vote, because that's, otherwise it's suppression.
If you, if you can show up, you know what, don't call it crap because you disagree with it. If you can show up with a valid driver's license, an electric bill, or something that establishes your residency, that's fine. But having to show up with a birth certificate is unreasonable, in my opinion.
I do not think a driver's license in many states indicates that you are an eligible voter.
Well, that's your opinion.
You don't think there are numerous Mexicans in this country with supposed valid driver's licenses that are not legal voters?
But you know what?
Answer the question.
Yeah,
please.
I am going to answer the question. Yeah, I think there are people walking around with illegal driver's licenses.
So
I think there are people walking around with all kinds of illegal identifications.
Should they be allowed to vote?
I think they should be allowed to vote. If you can establish residency, you should be allowed to vote.
Yeah, okay. So how do you establish residency?
You got to have some proof, and to have a birth
certificate.
But most people don't have birth certificates. A lot of people can't find birth certificates.
If they register ahead of time,
but not everybody registers ahead of time. And we're talking about
this exposes the democratic position on voting. If you have a poll, you should be allowed to vote.
Look, no, I'm not. That's not exact. That's not what I'm saying. And don't put words in my mouth. And to go around and pretend that the idea that the GOP doesn't engage in voter suppression activities, then tell us about Kenneth Blackwell of the state of Ohio, who went around and purged voters' lists out of people, and that they did it in Florida, and go and read the article that was in Rolling Stone here a couple of months ago about it, and to deny that it doesn't go on. Talk about the New Hampshire phone jamming case.
Okay.
Are you saying that didn't exist?
Was everybody in Ohio required to have a birth certificate?
No, I'm not talking about that. I'm talking about the other things that went on in Ohio. Like, for instance, claiming...
We're getting close to Art Bell here. Are you thinking...
No, we're not getting close to Art. You know what? I'm going to tell you something. There's two things that I really, really dislike here. Number one, you're using the word crap when it's an idea that you don't agree with. And number two, trying to equate me with Art Bell and trying to say, you know what it is? You can't shut up for 5 minutes to hear somebody else. And the fact is, that because I disagree with you, doesn't put me out there with Art Bell. There are GOP voter suppression activities that are going on, such as the New Hampshire phone jamming case in which a guy went to jail. There are things that Kenneth Blackwell did in the state of Ohio, in which he's running for office, and it's a conflict of interest, and he should not have control over the voting situation. You can't say that it's not going on because you don't have any proof that it isn't. Show me some proof that Kenneth Blackwell is not fooling with the system. Show me some proof that he isn't.
There are more election problems with people who are voting who are not entitled to vote than there are with suppression.
Well, prove it. What's your source? Yeah, that's what I thought.
Yeah.
Thank you. Okay, no answer. As usual, no answer. Well, you know, go read the Kennedy article. Of course, he's probably lying, and, you know, he's Art Bell, too. Okay, and the phone jamming case never happened, but the guy did go to jail, and the Republican, the National Committee, paid all his legal bills. But that's probably another example of, you know, my imagination. All right. Todd, be safe on the road.
It's been great being here, Jay. Thanks for having me.
All right, we'll see you in August. All right, that's it. Tomorrow, final day, and then vacation.
Which of the following statements is not true? Shopping for music online is fun. Shopping for clothes online is fun. Shopping for car insurance online is fun. What do you mean shopping for car insurance online isn't fun? Go to GEICO.com. It's quick, it's easy, and in no time at all, you could save hundreds on your car insurance. Now be honest, what's not fun about that? GEICO.com. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
The internet is magical. Besides having the power to distract you from your work, you can find anything at the touch of a button, like anti-balding creams or shoebox dioramas of great moments in history. Coincidentally, that's what I want for my birthday. But this isn't about me. This is about you and the miracle known as Priority Mail flat rate boxes from the U.S. Postal Service. Sure, they're made of cardboard, just like regular boxes, but these boxes can make your life easy. Regular boxes can't. And you can get them without getting out of your chair. See how easy we make things? Just click the blue banner in your audio player and order your free Priority Mail flat rate boxes. Then fill them with almost anything, from 8-track tapes to...